Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Grudge Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you all the new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Sham, and you're listening to the Clocks Off Talk Radio Show Thursday night. Man, you know, it should be a pretty good topic today, like always. I'm looking for everybody's input and their opinion so we can, you know, try to have a dialogue on some particular subjects that pertain to really all kinds of racing, but particularly to street and streetable cars. You know, they all tied together, but I'm really trying to reach out to some of these street and streetable cars. Junior, are you there?
I'm here. What's going on, Sham?
Man, slow motion, brother Junior. How you doing today?
Man, it's a great day.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a great day, brother. I think we have a heat wave. It's about 10, 15 degrees outside, so I think we're doing good, boy.
Yeah, I knew once it warmed up some, I knew this snow junk was gonna come back. So I'm just hoping that we don't get a whole lot of snow. I'm just, man, you know, we ain't had no real winter here in Chicago in a little bit. So I guess, you know, it's time for a real winter.
Well, I mean, you know, this the Windy City.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why we call it, that's why they call it the Windy City.
That's right.
So what's going on,
brother? Tell me what you got going on, man.
You know what? Before I get started, let me do this, Junior, because it was a couple brothers that had death in their family this week, and I want to, you know, give them a shout out, man. Chuck from Chi-Town's Most Wanted, his mother passed, and her funeral was yesterday. Saturday is Anton from the Eastside Stranglers. His father passed, and I just want to, man, let them brothers know, man, damn my prayers, and you know, if you pray, man, pray for that them brothers, man, and their families, and you know, keep them up. It's too late. Well, Chuck's mother's funeral was yesterday, but if you brothers, you know, just give him a shout out. If you want to go to his father's funeral, it's Saturday from 10 to 11, 11 to 12 at 8257 South Exchange. Anybody that, you know, just might want to stop by and sign the book, you know, let them see your face. You know, despite all this, you know, the what you call it?
The rivalry.
Rivalry. You know, it's still, you know, family no matter what, you know. So I just wanted to give those brothers, man, a shout out, man, and let them know, man, you know, we thinking about them.
No doubt. My condolences, my prayers to the family. I went through it 2 weeks ago. And it's heartbreaking. But you know what? Day by day, you know, it gets a little bit easier. You never forget.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, and again, much love, respect, man. I mean, show your support. Me, on my behalf, I want to thank everybody, man, for the texts, the calls, man. You know, it's one thing when your family supports you, but to me, it's another when your grudge family supports you. You know, that means a lot, man. And again,
oh, for sure.
I want to thank everybody, man.
Yeah, you know, people don't have to be nice, and it's just it's good to you know, just to say thanks, man, and just to show people some love, you know. Well, that's all the time, but especially when you know, they have death in their family and they're going through. You know, we all got to go one day, and
that's right.
You know, I think we all want some type of support sometime. So I really wanted to show them some brothers some love today. Okay, well, today my actual topic was, what's the real grudge definition of if you look like me? But I don't even want to start there. I want to ask a question, Junior. I want to ask a question first before we even go there.
Yeah.
My question is, if you initiate a race, should you be begging or stipping? If you sometimes, you know, somebody like me, I really don't go out and initiate races. You know, I just like the track, the, you know, when it was on the street, the atmosphere, the race. You know, I do like the race, but I normally don't initiate races. So I mean, if I don't race, it's cool too for me. I like to go up and down the track and have fun. But if you initiate the race, if you come talking to somebody and you come talking, are you supposed to be begging or stipping them to death?
I'm gonna tell you, Ping, the way I look at it. When I go pick a fight, I don't beg nobody not to hit me in the eye, don't hit me in the mouth. I mean, it ain't no different. You come in the race, you looking to engage. If I come to you and I call you out, that means I don't care what you have, don't have, issues you got, issues you don't. I don't care about none of them. I'm trying to get down.
Well,
me
I would
personally,
think,
if I go back to the fight game. I love the fight game as much as I do drag racing. You know, when you call a man out to fight, man, you're going to tell that man, well, hey, check this out, man. I'm going to hit you in the jaw. Don't hit me on this side because, you know, I can't stand it on that side. No, you going in there and you're going to do what you're going to do. That's it.
Oh,
the racing thing is the same. If you got no business, if you know that I am quicker than you, that I am more dangerous than you, do not come looking for shit. You know, now, if I come at you, I know I'm quicker than you. I know I got you. I might, just to get the race off, you know what, man? Go and get that man the bus. Let him go. Or, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, go and give him a car or two. Give him a car or two in the break. Fuck it. Let him go. 3, 4, 5 cars and let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I feel that I can give you what I'm offering and still come around you.
Okay.
You know, but. I mean, how do I look? I'm going to call you out, Sham. You got XYZ car. I have what I have. Oh, but you know what, Sham? You got too big a tire. You know what, Sham? You got a big block. You know what, Sham? You know, you lighter than me. You know what, Sham? You this. Man, I shouldn't have said a goddamn thing to you. But you know how that go.
Yeah, but, you know, I just, you know, sometimes I kind of, I think I see. You know, people do that, and I was just curious when you know, if you talking, you talk big and bad, and you initiate a race with somebody, then you should be able to, you know, you should be able to whoop them. I guess it's evolving because some of these people, you don't know them, you really don't know them, so you don't know what they look like. And I guess that ties into if you look like me. You know, somebody texted me earlier today and told me that's my favorite saying. My thing is everybody does it. It doesn't matter who it is, even if in a street car or a streetable car. I posed this question to you once before. everybody is looking to see if you're similar to another car. Even the fast guys, you know, they'll say, who was that? Somebody said, I'll race anybody on a 29. As long as they got a 29 on, I'm going to race them. Now, that was a fast guy. But in my mind, that's still you looking like me. You got a 29 on. Evidently, he got a 29 on, because otherwise it wouldn't matter.
In that sense, I could see, I can understand that. Now this the catch to this. When a fast guy says, I will run anyone on a 29, but then I'll give you a prime example, accepts it, first all, I didn't mean him, then don't say anyone on 29s.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of times guys will say things and don't watch what they're saying. When you walk into a place and you say, I will whoop anybody, well, guess what? When that dude walks up and he's 6'9", you know, 300 from the waist up, I mean, you said you'd whoop anybody. Oh, well,
right.
I didn't mean him. I meant shorty over here. That's 5'2", you know, weigh 35 pounds. Come
right.
on, man. You know.
Well, I mean, well in a streetable car, I think it, you know, my argument is, okay, on paper, a conversation with some other brothers, on paper, if you got two similar cars, one of them is, just say, for instance, a small block with an aluminum head small block, and it's got fiberglass doors and a fiberglass front end, and you got another one with all steel car. Both of them got full interior. Is he supposed to get him something? Supposed to give him a spot?
Why should?
Or let me make it even more interesting. If you got a big block that's all steel and you got a small block and he got fiberglass doors and fiberglass front end, is he supposed to get a small block a spot?
I mean, why should he?
If either one
came looking for each other's, I mean, if I got the small block car and you came looking for me, I mean, what?
That's the argument for me.
Car,
I mean,
if I came looking for you, I mean, if I come looking for you, that means I can whoop you. If
it
you
don't matter what you got.
Me, that means you go right. That means you could whoop me.
Now,
so,
what
I
happens
mean,
if you got a relationship, Junior? You might have a relationship with, like, you know, certain people. I have raced before, and I got a relationship with them, so I talk mess to them. We talk mess to each
right.
other, but we already then jumped in bed together. So therefore, you know, it's always a back and forth. But somebody that you ain't never raced before, if you go to them, you shouldn't be stepping or telling them what they should have and all that.
Right.
I'm
gonna give you an example.
Uh-huh.
Last time, you know, me and my buddy went out. Okay. I'm riding with my buddy. We show up where we supposed to go. When the other individuals show up with their car, for all intent and purpose, when you saw the car, and I'm going to quote what my man said. He said, Junior, that's the car? I said, yeah. He said, man, what the fuck is that? I said, man, be cool. Be cool. I asked them people one thing. I don't give a fuck what motor they had. I didn't care about nothing. The only thing I wanted to check, I told them, let me check this. They was like, why? I said, because that's all I'm worried about. I'm going to say what it was. Only thing I wanted to make sure, that car had a steel floor on it. I kneeled down, reached underneath, rubbed my hand on the floor pans. Yeah, it had
mm-hmm.
steel floor pans. Man, I don't give a fuck what they had. Let's go to the line. And we went straight to the line with them. You were out there. You know that when on paper, when you look at it, we had no business going at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck what tire. I didn't give a fuck what motor. I didn't give a fuck what the car had, didn't have. For all I know, whether he had X brand motor in there, or he had X brand. I didn't give a fuck about none of that. All I wanted to make sure, why? Because in my head, my calculator running. Now, if I would have reached underneath, which is known to be done, you know, there's people that'll cross-brace everything underneath, cut that whole fucking floor pan out, and lay 10 in there. Okay, now I got to recalculate. Man, how much weight did he lose? That's all I was worried about. I came back, told my man, I already checked what I want to check. Some might think it's stupid. No, I know what I need to check for, you know, especially on a G-body, because it gives me a good idea where I can be at.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
and I mean,
I think
you see. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. But, I mean, in my mind, all that, you know, everybody looking to see, they say they not, but in my mind, yes, they are. Yes, you are, too. You looking, you're not just going to jump out. Well, I'm not going to say everybody, because there are people that I know for sure, they just don't care. They just, they go, you know,
right.
They go crazy with it. But in my mind, everybody is looking to see if you look like me. You got to. Ain't no way in the world
that's understandable. I mean,
but why do people say,
don't
say that then? I done heard it
right.
From more than one person's mouth. Oh, I'm not going to say you look like me. Yes, you're not going to say it, but you stepping or you doing all this. You, that's the whole purpose of you doing all this stepping then. But let me go. We got a lot of hands up, Junior. Wait a minute.
One,
there you go.
One,
I'm looking for my
what's
your name, Junior?
He's on.
I see
I'm
him.
Open him up right now.
My co-host, you live?
Yes, sir.
Slim, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys?
Oh, everything's good, brother. How about yourself?
Good, good. Doing good. Just enjoying this nice cold we got here and trying to stay warm.
I know that's right. Did you hear my questions for tonight?
Yes, sir.
So what's your take on? Well, it's really two questions, but they kind of like tied together. So what you think about that?
I think hold on.
Nope,
you there?
We lost.
Yeah,
okay.
We got you. Yeah, you're on.
I think with the. When you make an open call out like that, if like you guys were talking about earlier, you go and make something open like that, and you ought to be able to expect anybody who stands up to meet those stipulations to do that, and to sit down with them. But, like you had also said, when you stipulate what you have or what they have, you're basically telling them to sit like you do. I mean, that's all we're trying. Most of us try and do that. We want to see how what we have compares to something very similar.
Mm-hmm. So what's the? I don't understand why people say that. What's the controversy? If you say that, then it's you scared or you say, man, if you look like me, what's the? I'm trying to figure out what's this the controversy that people are debating, or not necessarily debating, but it's always something being said about. Oh, that's what you say. Well, I believe everybody is trying to look like me. Yeah, you need to look like me in order for me to have a chance.
Well, it's part of the hustle. We're always trying to downplay what we have.
Oh.
We always say what we say isn't as good as something else. So if you got something that's remotely looked better, then people want to claim it as a handicap.
Yeah.
Whether you get something for it or not, you're still going to try.
I guess, everything is a hustle or a mind game or something in regards to grudge racing. I understand that. But I have clearly heard people say, oh, that's a derogatory statement if you look like me. Like, it's like an omen if you say that. But Slim, I'm going to open these lines up. Let's see what these people got to say.
Sounds good.
Preacher Boy, your mic is open.
What's going on, man? How y'all doing today?
Oh, everything's good.
Doing good.
I want to like tell everybody I'm sorry about their family members.
Oh, for
sure. Except one. Two, how you doing, Junior? Because you was you know, on my mind because we talked earlier and the people told me what y'all was going through.
I'm good, and I thank you for that, brother. I really appreciate it.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm going to answer a bunch of y'all little questions. For one, two guys never look the same. You might have tired of something the same or something like that, but...
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry.
Look like me. You hear me? Hello?
No, come back again, preacher boy, because your mic had dropped off. What was that now?
Okay, I said two cars never look alike. You know, it's
right.
Be similar, but y'all never look the same. Somebody look like me. You know, you might have the same size tie and all that stuff, but the rest of it is just make believe. You might have two small bucks who said they're the same size. You understand? It's just words. Whenever you get in the ring, you going in the ring and see if you can win. That's it. You feel you can win, you're going for it. I'm one of them guys that you talking about run anybody, and that I think I can win.
Yeah, well, that's already understood. We, you know, everybody going, if you think you can win, you will try something, but nonetheless, yeah, if you look like me, it seems as though it's a, it's a stigma behind it that you're not supposed to say it. Yeah.
It's a catch 22.
But you know what the thing is, Sham, behind that is that, okay, what would keep me, if me and you were to lock a race, and I know what you have, and I'm not trying to describe or tell you what I have, what's going to keep me technically? You got a street car, I show up with an Outlaw 10-5 car, and we locked in. I mean, so basically, if you say to me, you know, you need to show up with something that again, sits like me or similar to me, then, you know, at least you got some type of idea of what you're trying to engage with. Because other than that, I mean, what are you engaging to? What are you going to race to?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
okay.
I mean, I guess it's because a lot of people use that.
What is that in the background? Somebody throwing something?
A drill.
Is that you, preacher boy?
Somebody with a drill.
No, I'm listening to y'all.
I mean, I honestly think when they tell you, oh, you don't sit like me, I mean, especially if they're the ones who are trying to race you, I mean, that's a crutch. That's all that is, none but an excuse, you know. I mean, shit, sit like me. Okay, I got four tires on a car. You got four tires on a car. Let's go. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, man. Brother Larry. Brother Larry, you open. Brother Larry.
Oh, somebody got a kid in the background.
Yeah.
312-1064, your mic is open.
Okay, I'm going to come back to
the next one, then.
Yeah. Westside Ken, your mic is open.
What's going on, Sham? What's happening with your preacher boy?
What's happening?
Junior, how's everybody?
Yeah,
just like Junior said, you know, that if you initiate a race, you expect anything. You know what I'm saying? You should be willing to expect anything if you initiate a race.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that shit like me, crap, that ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit. It's just propaganda. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of people that say that, and I'm gonna keep going down this line till somebody pop on and say it, because I know good and well they say it all the time. If you look, I mean, if you look like me, then I'm gonna try you. That's supposed to be is something derogatory about it. Well, I mean, you know, Slim said it is a part of the hustle, but. People, they don't want you to say that, and I'm trying to figure out what are you really trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Raylo,
you think you're
open?
To say that
what's happening, Big Sham?
What's going on, brother Raylo?
What happened? What's going on, Raylo?
Too much, man.
Nothing too much. You know I'm always got my hand up early so I can get on out the way.
That's good, brother. Go ahead and tell me what you got.
Mainly to support the show, you know, because I enjoy your show. You got to be like a soap opera or something, man. I'm rushing in the house, man. I got to catch the Big Sam show.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man.
And first of all, I'm going to keep it real. Okay, I don't grudge race no more. I haven't grudge raced in years, but I'm just getting a little support and getting a little comment on your topic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows just about what I'm going to say. Here's with me. I ain't never came to no race looking for no twins. You ain't got to look like me. You ain't got to look like me. If I size you up and look at you, you can have, I don't care what you get, man. If it look like a bunch of BS to me, you can have way more than me. If I think I can meet you, man, you go out to race, man. I might look at it and say, man, this is some junk. I'm going to try him. That's, I'm trying to put this out here, too, to try to, I ain't going to say try to get brothers a little more high, but let's go, man. Let's get down. I mean, you ain't gonna jump up and say, look at Bob Lynn and think he look like some junk, but if somebody look like they slipping, I know they got a little more than me or whatever. They don't look like me. Man, I'm gonna try this. I ain't going home on the zero in the zero column. I'm gonna try it. I might go home in the zero column, but I might just go home with a little extra dividends.
So, that's coming from old school racing.
That's true. I don't grudge racing. Maybe they don't think like that no more.
Right.
That's the old days. And a lot of, not only me, it was a lot of guys that sure, man, well, so what do you got on 1300? I got on 1000, man. We finna get out. Well, you got a big block and I got a small block. Yeah, I'm going to try him. I think my small block make 900. This big block, I heard he makes 760. I'm going to try him.
Yeah, well, I think that's something I don't know how new that saying is, Brother Raylo, but, I mean, Slim said it, Junior said it, everybody that's on the line, they pretty much said it, Preacher Boy. But I'm trying to get, somebody texted me saying something retarded, but Brother Larry, your mic is open. Brother Larry. 312-1064.
Larry may have fell asleep again.
He may have. He just texted me. Larry. Brother Larry, are you here? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I put that down. That's the wrong line. 312.
Oh my goodness, really?
Boy, your mic is up. Yeah.
Sure, you got me, Larry.
Hey, maybe I fell asleep, man. I'll find Larry for you. I'll find him for you, man.
Well, they still didn't say nothing, so I'm gonna erase that nonetheless.
I think
he done left the building, man. He done left the building.
Okay, now
Larry.
You unmuted my mic. I just heard my mic say unmuted.
Hey, Larry.
What's going on, Junior Sham? What's happening, y'all?
What's happening, bro?
I put your name on the wrong.
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. Hey, Sham.
Yes, sir.
If one of them guys come attacking me talking about they going to whoop me, Sham, get their ass down, man. You know, he ain't got no business running over there messing with me in the first place. You feel like he can get away? Come on over there.
That's right.
And ain't no negotiation. Get your ass aside and let's ride. You know, but if I go at him and he got a small block and I got a big block, well, then I'm going to try to be decent with him and say, hey, you know, I'm going to give you two and let you up. I'm going to give you one and let you up or something of that nature. But if he come at me, Sam, get your ass down.
Okay. So what you think about the initiating this race?
initiating which race, Sham?
If you initiate a race, should you be begging and doing a lot of stiffing?
Well, I'm kind of like this. If a lot of people, I don't know, Sham. What I do is this here, Sham. If I feel like I'm quicker than the guy, Sham, he got to whoop me, man. It's just that simple. So, you know, And grudge racing, part of it is you got to win. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. So you got to take chances, man. You know, if I feel like me and this guy is just about equal, and I know that it's going to take for me to leave first to whoop him, get your ass down. You know, because I'm willing to take the chance because of the simple fact that I'm, you know, I would be grudge racing. You know, so that would make me be a grudge racer. You know.
Okay. Well, you know,
that's the way I see it. And that's the way we used to do it in the older days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and them guys will tell you that's what we used to do. You know, U.S. Hastings, man. Listen, there used to be about 20 to 30 cars lined up in pairs, twos, man. And everybody pick up somebody. If you didn't whoop that somebody, then you get a chance to see another race, and you go at the next person and see if you can whoop that next person. That's what it was all about. You know, I never played the stiff game. Stiffs didn't come to me until about 2.5 to 3 years ago, man, when we started traveling. You know, I started hearing about stiffs. I started hearing about punk-out money. I didn't know nothing about no punk-out money because of the simple fact that I always thought it was just lock-up money because I didn't have no intentions of punking out. You know, let's lock this up and let's do this. Because, you know, Chad, we never had no five, no 35, or nothing like that. We locked the whole party in.
Back in the days, the reason that we would lock money in with somebody was to make sure that they showed up. That's all that is.
Exactly.
Why?
That's all
because
it was.
It happened plenty of times where you would run out to the Grove or you run out to Byron and this person wouldn't show up. So now, you don't waste the gas money. You wasted your day. I mean, your entry fee and all this other shit. So all it was to make sure that that person would show up. And if they didn't show up, okay, you had a couple $100 to your pocket. You know?
Exactly. And we call that lockup money. And it was an agreement that if the person didn't show up, that was your money to compensate
right.
you for not showing up.
Right, right.
You know, but when you say punk out money, I think it's a difference between lock-up money and punk-out money.
Well,
because
listen,
of the simple fact that...
It ain't just lock-up money to show up. It's to race. But if you don't race, you lose the lock-up money.
Right, you're locking it.
Exactly. It was never too much of that, though, Junior. It was never too much of that because we wanted to race. And then my era before that was that all the guys would get together, they'd make the agreement that they're going to run each other. And then his group would get to the side, and their group would get to the side, they would come up with a pot, and then they would race.
Right.
You know.
Okay, well, you know, hold the line, Brother Larry. Mighty Mouth.
Ah.
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up?
What's
going
on, brother?
Trying to get nothing much. Trying to get a car stuck out of the snow.
Oh wow! No, I know that's something else.
But I've been listening to y'all. You know, it's usually when I hear that, you know, shit like me, that's usually when it's either a ghost car or both cars aren't on the premise. You know,
right.
And when people say shit like me, basically they trying not to get hustled. So at least whatever you bring is, you know, similar.
Yeah, that's my point. I'm thinking you trying to race something that's similar to you in order for you to have a chance to win.
Correct.
I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm really thinking that. But it seems though to me, people don't, I mean, it's like you I don't know how to explain that, but it's this big thing. If you look like me, I don't understand what is this this big thing. Everybody does.
You know,
it,
like I said, usually it's when it's a ghost car or just both cars are not sitting there, because I've never heard anybody say that, and both cars are right in front of them. You know, where they can look at, where they can see them. Like,
well,
you say, usually it's a coincidence. I mean, It's both cars are not there.
Well, okay, I'm going to use this example. I used it earlier. Let me go back and I'm going to say it again. If you got a small block and two similar
right.
cars, well, no, let's not even say two similar cars. Let's just give an example. you got a small block in a Mustang, and you got a G-body, and he got a big block in the G-body. Is he supposed to get a Mustang a spot?
On
well,
paper. You know, that's
everybody
going back,
there, listen
that's
to me, y'all,
back
on
to
paper.
That's going back to that on paper stuff. You know, but you can't, that's if both cars are not sitting there, because it don't matter if they both sitting there and you can see them, then all that is, you know, out the window, unless both of them just never got off the trailer, never made a pass, and they just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me answer that question for him. Listen, if it's, you've seen the Mustang race before, you know you're not fast the Mustang, yeah, you can probably give him a spot. But if you never seen the Mustang running, you two guys just met, no, they're supposed to run head up. If I beat you, you want to run back. Sure, you can get a spot. But if I know you and I haven't seen you run, you've seen me run, if I'm passing you, you ain't had to be coming over that picket with me. Unless we just try to compromise on a race.
That's where the hustle come in. You get what you, whatever you can get a person to give you, whether you need it or not. That's part of street racing. That's hustling.
Right. Well, I mean, Slim said that, but I'm not trying to take away from the actual, you know, the depiction of trying to hustle somebody in a race. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about, you know, it,
well,
I guess it is a difference.
Street racing, right?
Yeah, it's a difference if you know the person.
You're talking about hustling.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
correct.
If you know the person.
Hey,
then
it don't matter if you know the person. It's still hustling,
okay,
regardless.
Hey, Sam, let me explain this to you then. You got soap doctors, and you got people that love the driveway, and you got meddlers. A person that's meddling is not going to bet a whole lot of money if he don't know for sure he can win. If you know it's going to be tight, they're going to race comfortable. You're going to run for 1,000, something like that. When you got a throat doctor that's looking down your throat, he's trying to bet as much as he can because he knows he can't win at gunpoint. You know what I'm saying? You got different people that race in different ways. Everybody want to be a part of the grudge world. So, yeah, some people get out of their class and try something different, but they won't bet a lot of money to try that. That's
called
filling you out.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me keep going down this line. What's the next line?
We got somebody with some kids. That's some background for
that's,
yeah,
that's me.
That mic?
I'm about to mute my mic.
Okay. 708-0483. Your mic is open.
What up, Sam? How you doing today, brother?
Hey Major, how you feel?
All right, I'm doing fine. I want to send my condolences to the brother with the loss and say hi to everybody. But the thing about it is, I think when guys start doing that, they actually don't want to race. Because if you wanted to race your car and you put a car together, you want to race. Actually, if you call somebody out, why are you putting stipulations in the game? Just get your ass down and race. You already know what you got before you called them out. So now you want to try to, you know, you want to back out the race. You want to call them out and back out the race at the same time. Oh, well, you got this and you got that. Give me this. Well, sit your ass down, stay in your lane, and leave them guys alone. Stop reaching.
Okay. Well, I can't argue with that one, Brother Major. I'm going to keep it moving.
No better.
I'm going to keep it moving.
Good night.
708-1823. Your mic is open.
What up, Sam? What's going on? This is Lil Al.
What's up, Lil Al? How you feel, boy?
Oh, I'm good. When it pertains to, you know, sit like me, like what Mighty Mouse said, it's like, and Slim, too, you know, it's all about hustle. One of the things. Another thing also as well is if you're trying to draw on that person or if the person's drawing on you. Like, for example, you know, again, a lot of times we've been at the track. And, you know, we ain't at the track trying to pick on people, but, you know, people come picking on us. And, you know, if we got a small block, and let's just say if somebody comes to us with a big block, and we know they got a big block, we're going to tell them, hey, you know, you ain't sitting like me, because we ain't going to sit on a small block next to a big block, because at the same time, too, if we feel that we could beat them, we ain't about to do that, because it's all about a hustle, too. Because I don't care what some people think on the phone, but if you whip somebody, you got a small block, and that person got a big block, it's going to limit your races, or they're going to be bringing faster cars to you.
Okay.
And now you either going to race because you feel that, you know, you got to go there because you want to still wouldn't race your car, or, you know, you're going to end up just, you know, having your car parked. So it's all about a hustle, too, at the same time, I feel, because, you know, if somebody's going to want to put stipulations in it and they drawing, no, they shouldn't be doing that. But if you're chilling, yeah, I'm going to put stipulations in it because, you know, I ain't drawing over it. You know, I'm sitting here chilling and you coming to me. And if I don't feel that, you know, I'm a win, I'm going to stay in my lane.
Okay, well, I'm gonna keep it moving, Al. Just mute your mic until I let y'all go. 630. Yeah.
Skin wants Spoo's mic when you get
there. Huh?
Skin wants in on Spoo's mic when you get
there. Okay, I got to hold on, Skin. Hold on 1 second. 630-0018. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Big Sham, Junior, what's going on, fella?
What's happening? Who is this?
Big Pun.
Oh, what's up, Pun?
What up, Pun? Hey, not much, man. I just want to send my condolences out to all the guys that had Jeff. I didn't know you went through that, Junior. We talked this week. Had I knew that earlier, I would have gave you my condolences when we talked this week, man.
Hold on, Pun. If you're not talking, can you mute your mic, please? Because I got a lot of background noise. Please mute your mic if you're not talking. Go ahead, Pun. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I was just giving my condolences out to everybody. But, you know, on this subject, man, it's real touchy. So, you know, everybody kind of hitting around the same thing, man. But, you know, I'm gonna be slow to speak and quick to listen tonight. You know, I'm just sitting back listening.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling. I was looking for you early in this week. I'm glad you got in contact with Junior. I wanted to talk to you earlier this week, but I appreciate you calling. Just hold the line, no Pun. I ain't going to mute you. 773-7874. Your mic is open. 773-7874. All right, I'm going to the next one.
Somebody killing my ear, Sean, with them they're killing my ear.
I'm trying to find that one right now.
Oh, you're trying to find it? Okay. Thanks, Junior. 313-5727.
Yeah, this is Big Ernie out of Detroit calling in to give you my support.
Oh, I appreciate that, brother.
You don't sit like me.
Uh-huh.
The best kisser y'all got over in Chicago is Skin.
Oh,
and he's been playing that line. He don't say it word for word, but he's been playing that same line forever since he's been coming up to Detroit. And he's manipulated that for quite some time. And that means to me, when you got a car and you say don't sit like me, and you said that means you don't want to race, just plain and simple. It came over there with a Malibu with glass windows and doors with a big box in it, and we had a Cutlass with glass doors and windows in it. Only difference was we had stock suspension, they had ladder bars. We had a stick shift in the car, and they turned the race down. He said, you don't sit like me, or whatever. He said, you ain't got what I got, so I ain't racing. You trying to set me up, you know. So they never seen a car go down through there. You know, they wanna cop out the race. But if they had seen it make a pass, they might have jumped all on it.
Okay. Well, I'm quite sure he's going to have something to say. I can't find your number, Skin. You're not calling from your phone, evidently, because I don't see your number on here. I'm going to the next. I appreciate that, Big Ernie.
All right.
You can just mute your phone. I'm not going to mute you. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, Big Sham and the crew?
What's happening?
Listen, man. This is Big, man. I've been hitting the on and off button trying to get in at this door. At this truck. Keep from knowing that.
Still, who is this?
I don't understand why. The thing I don't understand
I'm
is why
sorry.
You make such
I don't mean to cut you off. Who is this? Who is this again?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
D?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is D. This is D.
Okay.
Listen, man,
yep.
I don't understand why they make such a big issue
right.
out of Stiff. Because Stiff has been around since I've been drag racing. It's just that they have so many more now. See, we kept that shit to a minimum when I was racing. When I was able to race, when Ray was racing, the old guy, we kept it to a minimum. You know, and this thing about don't come to me if you begging for a spot. Hey, man, we used to sit at the devil's pit, and we would map out who we need a spot from and what spot we needed. Then we would go to that garage. This is what we'll do. I take the break from you. I take a car and break from you. But guys was trying to actually race me, and it wasn't done just to be BSing around. So that, I don't see anything wrong with initiating the race and asking the guys for a spot. What's this wrong with it? If you're really trying to get out. Now, if you're not trying to get out and I ask you for a spot, then you give it to them and be like, no, I'm not fit like me. There's no two cars in America. Even the pro stocks don't sit alike. That can't be done. Cars leave General Motors assembly line, they can't fucking sit alike. So, you know, that's just something they throw out there to keep from racing. You don't sit like me. You got too big a tire. You got too small a tire. That's the one that gets me. Your tire too little. Come on, man. These guys just not. The Rado said it best. He said, I'm trying to give them some heart. They don't have the heart that we had back in the 80s. They think they do, but they don't. Guys in the 80s, 90s, man, they got busy. And the part couldn't get too big. Then I heard a preacher boy say something some years ago, too. He said, guys be melly. Hey, that's got a lot to do with drag racing right today. They're not real racing, they're mellow. That's what keeps a lot of racing taking place.
I don't think Big Sham agree with that.
That's correct.
Well, I mean, we can agree to disagree and we can agree to agree. But fact's a fact. Look at drag racing, how it has progressed and deprogressed from the time that we was racing in the 80s to now. You get way less races off now than you did back then. Man, we race 10, 12 times a night, racing every day. It don't happen.
Well, it's like this.
Why? Because there are so many.
Everybody got their own opinion.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're going to agree or disagree. But it's just so many stipulations from drag racing now. You know, all these unnecessary stipulations is done just to stop racing, not to increase racing.
We ain't racing as much as we was back in the day because it's called inflation. Shit, everything costs
so
much.
No, because you can bring the bet down. You can't run for $10,000, run for $2,000. You can't run for $2,000, run for $500. You run for what you can afford to race for. That money don't stop drag racing. Drag racing stop money.
Listen, you're not going to have as many money races like we used to have back in the day. Because everybody's scared of each other, first of all. And money is tight. Don't nobody want to take them chances like we used to.
Well,
so,
that's what I say. Money don't stop drag racing, though. They just don't race such big amount.
No.
I've seen my man.
Everybody's
going
in.
Hold on, y'all. Let me go to this next line. Red alert. Your mic
what up?
What's up, brother? I see my man
make his own 20,000 on Dota. And his transmission exposure.
Hold on, Red Alert. Go ahead, man.
Now, he was taking a chance on losing 20,000 his transmission exploded. So what they do, they took their car back, they got square boot, and came right back. They brought the car down to 6,000, but they still got the race off. So money don't stop drag racing. Being scared stop drag racing.
All right. I agree. Red Alert, go ahead.
My mic is over, man.
Yeah, your mic open.
Let me tell you. It's coming like me, run like me. That's for the slow folks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Everybody want to win. Nobody want to race, though. You know, you want to win, but you don't want to race. Come like me, run like me. I understand that. I ain't got no Nikes. You ain't got no Nikes. Now, we should be the same. You know, you got 33s. I got 10-inch tires. That's not like me. You know, but it's all about who want to race and who's scared to race. You know, but you ain't going to win if you don't race. Not with us, you're not. So you got to race to win. You can sit there, that's what we call that bench racing. There you get all these stipulations about the race. Your tire's too big, or you got nitrous. I ain't taking my nitrous off. Go buy you some. All that. Hey, you know, we just want to get down. That's all we want to do is get down and be fair about getting down. Ain't nobody trying to race no pro stock with no street car. We all know that.
Okay, well, you said be fair. Let me pause right there. That's exactly what I'm talking about. When you say be fair, I posed the question to everybody on the line. If you didn't hear me before, I asked. I'm just using this as a scenario. If you got a small block with aluminum head in it, and it's got fiberglass doors on it, and you got a big block that's all steel, why would you think that the small block's supposed to get a spot? People say that the small block gets a spot. Do you believe that?
Nope, because I done seen some fast small blocks and some slow big blocks. So, hey, man, you know, all that's in the stipulation. Come like me, right, man? You know, if you got big nuts, man, you got a small block with big nuts, you ain't supposed to get a big block.
Well, there's no
big block.
Okay, but hold on, Red Alert. Let's stay in the slow cars. I don't like to call them slow cars. I'm talking about the streetable cars. Like Freya car. Y'all got a small block, right? In Freya car.
Yep.
Let's stay in that class, in that group right there. Let's stay right there.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm using that as an example. I'm not picking on Freya car, or I'm just using that as an example.
Okay, an example of what? We got a small block on the motor. You got a big block on the motor. Should we run head up? That's your question. Should we run head up?
Should you? On paper, should you?
I think we can.
I said, if
we can.
You think you should.
Should and can is two different things, man.
If you know who it is, that's just like saying, okay, well, why y'all don't run Slim and he look just like y'all do?
Why we don't run who?
Slim.
Oh,
I just
boy.
Use that. Nah. That's fictitious. Now, don't. I'm not trying to put you in the mix with that. I'm just saying. I'm just using that as an example.
Why we won't run Twine?
Slim.
Well,
you know who
block?
Slim is?
Who?
Slim,
the white dude with the Camaro.
Yeah.
With the Camaro, right?
He's on the line.
Junior was trying to get on
him,
man. I'm here. Slim Jr. was trying to get on you, but he wanted to take the nitrous off, you know? He told him to take his nitrous off, they was going to get down, head up. Man didn't want to take his nitrous off, so, you know.
Okay, so that's more so looking like him, taking the nitrous off.
Well, see, the thing is, Shannon, why would I race a car that's on nitrous and I'm on motor?
I'm not arguing that at all. I'm just saying, looking like him. That's more so looking like him.
That's a part of it. That's a part of looking like him. But then you get guys that, I ain't taking my nitrous off, go get you some.
If I'm not taking my nitrous off and I'm going to take you to get you some, then what happens? What happens then is that when he go get nitrous, then you still don't raise, you come with another excuse. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying you from that race.
There's going to always be something. Scared man can't win no money, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's all to it, man. That's all to it.
You ain't going to win if you ain't racing. You ain't going to win.
If you got hard, man, you can race all day long. I know a guy right in Chicago took a Cadillac motor, put in a GS, and ran practically nothing but Chevrolets with it. Why? Because he wasn't scared to lose. And did a lot of winning with it. With a Cadillac motor, because he wasn't scared to lose, man. Guys, today, it hurts their heart to lose. Man, we would lose a big race.
Don't race for your body. Don't get out of here. That's it.
Okay, they texting me. Hold on. I got to let them in. 9385. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is the baddest motherfucker in Chicago. I don't know why these guys on this goddamn mic line. Damn near everybody that's saying shit on the mic talking about somebody scared. They ain't raced not one time in probably 2 years. Everybody that's on the mic talking about people scared to race, they not even racing. So that ain't even making no sense. That's first and foremost. Second of all, the guy from Detroit telling a goddamn lie. He ain't never tried to race me because I'll knock his ass out. Or whatever else he think he had. That's second of all. Third of all, do you need me to answer the question that you was asking?
Yes, please. That was my next request. Huh?
There you go. I'm finna answer the question.
Okay.
The question is,
wait a minute, Skin. You know both of the questions, right? Hold on, Skin. You know both of the questions? It was actually two questions.
Okay, run them off to me then.
Okay, the first question is, if you initiate a race, should you be begging and sipping?
No, you should not.
Why not?
If you come to somebody and say what you want to do, you shouldn't be begging for nothing. Because evidently you can't have a whoop because you never change to them. That's first and foremost. Now, what you said the second question is?
The second question is, what's the real grudge definition of if you look like me? What is that saying? Why do people say that?
Oh, the real definition of that? Because I say it all the time, like the guy say from Detroit. And I probably raised more time than him and his whole family. But back to what I was saying. The definition is, it can be whatever definition you want it to be. Each individual on this phone got their own definition. When you say, look like me, that means if I tell you to look like me, first of all, you should ask me, look like you how? And I'm going to tell a person. I just bought a brand new car for showroom flow. So if you got something new, I'm going to whoop your ass if you look like me. I ain't got no Michaels on it. I ain't got no turbo or no supercharger. If you look like me, I'm going to beat your ass. So that means we ain't got to get the same exact car, but we both got newer style cars with air conditioning on it, and whoever can tweak their car the best. However you tweak your car is how you tweak your car. And just like Raylo know this, Raylo was on the phone. Raylo know this. They got bracket races all the time with cars that you can go inside the motor, but you got to have a stock cubic inch. It's stipulations all over the universe. All you suckers on the phone know that, so y'all can stop fronting. And I race more than everybody on this phone. I don't care if you old, new. So why you talking about the manipulation? I manipulated y'all. Every last one of y'all on the phone, I probably manipulated y'all. Because I done whooped more ass than y'all can cash. I done whooped more ass than y'all can cash. So stop fronting. When you say my name, make it taste like shit in your mouth. Because I'll blow your back out. I don't care who it is on the phone. Everybody on the phone, I probably done raped. Everybody on this phone. That goes for Lil Dad, my man. Everybody on the phone cool with me. I done raped Lil Dad. I done raped everybody. But don't say I won't engage. That's Junior. Junior know, I don't care if you're rich, you're poor, you got a fast car or slow car, I guarantee you I engage with damn near everybody on the phone. So stop putting when you say Skin won't go, or Skin got all the stipulations.
Hey, Skin. Hey, Skin.
I will stimulate
you. Who said you wouldn't go, Skin?
Hey, Skin.
Who said you wouldn't go?
Hold on. Hey, Skin. Didn't you call my name in it? Hey, Skin, hold on. Hey, Skin, did you ever hear me say anything about you not going?
Hey, Junior, you're not listening. Y'all missing the point. I'm not even talking about you, Junior.
If you say my name, you say, if you say, if you say Junior.
No, you're not listening, Junior. You're not listening. I said ask Junior.
Oh, okay.
Said,
you're breaking up a little bit.
Junior.
You're breaking up. That is correct. That is correct.
Listen,
anytime,
Junior,
anytime
I
have spoken with you about
Junior.
Racing, yes, you do engage.
Well,
you
tell
do
these
engage.
Suckers on the phone to stop fronting, man, because I race more than them and their mama. So they can stop fronting. Stop fronting. This is a talk show. Keep it real.
But this,
stop fronting.
Well, that's the, that's directed. That's directed.
I got more heart. I probably got more heart than everybody on this phone. I believe.
Oh,
that's
I know
I
you get down.
I
know
wrong.
Without a doubt. Without
wrong,
a doubt. Without
I think
a doubt.
They talking about you need heart. Then they broke the mold when they made me. But I bet you I probably got more heart than everybody on this phone. Probably got the biggest voice than everybody on this phone.
Yeah, you
so
got
I'm
you.
Saying,
have.
I'm not saying I'm better than nobody on this phone.
Without.
But stop when you say skin now. Make it taste like shit in your mouth, because I will put something soft in your hand, and it can be
let me get that man back on. Let me see if his mic is still open. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, say that right now, Junior, because you know I go. You let him say fictitious things about me. I don't like that.
No, the man voice is
out, Junior. The man jumped right on the phone and said, Skin had a Malibu with plastic doors and a big block. I'd have knocked his ass out. That's what the fuck I'd have been. He's funny. He just want to be known. He just want to say he's somebody from Detroit. He ain't shit. I catch him with a pistol and put my finger in his ass.
His line is open. I mean, you on his, so he can
respond. You
don't
hear him saying nothing, though, Junior. Hey, Junior, you don't hear him saying nothing. I'll lock his ass in right now. He's talking about Ruby Red. He's telling a goddamn lie. I would have ran his ass motor to motor. I don't care about no sticks. You about put my finger in his ass. Talking about how I saw his car run. Junior, you know I ain't got to see nobody car run, man. You've been knowing me too long, Junior. You know I ain't got to see nobody car run. I'll put my finger in his ass.
You right about that. You right about that.
He told a lie on me, though. He said if I saw the car run, I'd ran. He a motherfucking lie. He a Detroit fishy.
Well,
that's what he is. I'll put my finger in his ass.
313-5727, your mic is open. I mean, you can respond
to
it.
Yeah, open his goddamn mic with his lying ass. He ain't even got a voice. Tell him to get up there.
Till he gets back on, I'm going to open up a couple more mics. 773.
Yeah, open up a couple more mics and tell him to get up there.
4764, your mic is open. 4764. Your mic is open.
Hey, shout it. Nobody gonna say nothing else
shout
for the rest of the night.
Hey, shout it.
Hold on a minute. 773-4764. You gonna come on the show, at least address the gentleman on the show before you jump into what's going on. May I ask who's calling?
Hey, what
please?
Up, Junior? What up, Shell?
What up, bro?
Shout it. What up, y'all? Hey, shout it. What up, dog?
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
Cool,
what's up,
baby? Don't get your oil pressure up. Don't get your oil pressure up.
My oil pressure, hey, listen, bro. My oil pressure at 60. When it's up, it's at 80. It's only at 60 right now.
It's
only at 60. I'm just trying to
lie, everybody that know you know how you run, dog. That nigga calling from Detroit talking about you was scared of him. I know for a fact. You don't look at nobody or side nobody up to race them. So that's some bullshit, too. I agree with you 100%. But in the meantime, that shit what they talking about with them stiffs and all that look like me shit, ain't no two motherfuckers going to look alike. I don't give a fuck if you got
no,
the same
no,
car.
No, they'll never look alike. Hey, boy, that's what I told them. If I say, Bud, if you look like me, we're going to run. I got a Tahoe, you got a Cadillac truck, we're going to get out. We don't look just alike, but we got two trucks. We're going to try. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all the fuck I said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come
that's
brother,
all
brother,
the fuck
brother,
I said.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all I said.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah.
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 Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep, sir.
That's my point. We're not, I'm skin air, Bud. I'm not saying
that they're going to look identical. The point is...
Oh, I know you're not saying that, Sam. I'm asking the question. That's
right,
what I'm doing,
just
asking the question. That's what they mean by look like me. That's
exactly
what I mean by look like me. That's all I was saying.
Okay.
I didn't know for the people that didn't go past fifth grade, Sam, I got to straighten their ass out because there's a lot of dummies that you're putting on the mic. That's
all
I'm saying.
Goodness.
And I ain't got to be smarter than them, but I think I am.
Okay.
I have to be. Show they goddamn diploma. They probably ain't got one. That's all
Thanks.
I'm saying. Why you talking about this? And a person ain't got no, they ain't got enough money to race. Sit your ass at home then, cause you ain't racing. And Roland Lerton them don't never race. So I don't know why he even jumped on the mic saying something. He ain't gonna race nobody. I'll whoop his ass with my pickup truck, and he got a race car. I'll whoop Roland Lerton ass with my pickup truck, and I don't want to know what he got, and don't give a fuck what he got.
Okay. Okay.
Wait
a minute.
Over here.
Lock
hey,
in, Red
hey,
Alert. I'll whoop
your
ass, boy.
Slow your ass down and quit talking that mumbo motherfucking jumbo. Because ain't nobody
you
really
lying,
listening.
Hey, Red Alert. Hey, Red Alert. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate you or nothing. I don't dislike you. Hey, Red Alert. I don't dislike you, sir.
Hey.
I do not dislike
hey,
you, but you're lying.
I don't
you
dislike
ain't raced in 7 years,
man. I've been knowing you too motherfucking long. It's just like, so I'll tell
but
you what,
but
when
Red
I race, or whenever, I race, I ain't said you, nobody else to race.
But
all I'm
you
saying
right,
is,
you right,
motherfuckers always got the stipulation. But it ain't no fun when a rabbit
you
got the gun. Niggas know that, too.
Red alert. Listen to what I'm saying. Hey, Red Alert. Could you just hit me off for 1 second, Red Alert? Could you just hit me off for 1 second? Hey, Red Alert. Red Alert, you're lying. You got the same stipulations. You tell people to get on horsepower. It's the same thing. Everybody got a stipulation, man. It's up
that's
to you to agree.
Everybody
well,
got a stipulation. That's all I'm saying.
But ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what make a race? Red Alert. You know what make a race? Make a race. Two people have to agree. Two people have to agree, man. That's what make a race. Red Alert.
And you can agree on the
and
stipulation.
Guess what? And guess
that's
what?
All I'm saying.
And guess what? And guess what? And guess what? I'm more capable
what?
Than anybody on this phone of making somebody agree. That's all. Don't be jealous of me. Because I think a lot of you guys are jealous. Y'all want to be me. I think a lot of you guys want to be me. Because I just come
well,
out to make somebody do something that they really don't want to do.
Hey, okay.
People do shit that they
that
don't want to
do
sometimes.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. What you say, Junior? What you say, Junior?
Open up a couple more lines. Let's see. You got about 10 hands up.
Okay. Puerto Rico Pete, I know you was just listening, but I want you to say something. Puerto Rico Pete, your line is open.
Yeah, open.
Pete.
Oh, man, who called Pete a hoe, man? That wasn't fair, man.
Hold on now.
What's up, Pete? Who did that?
Man, who said
nobody called
me.
There they go playing.
Hey, Pete, ain't nobody call you no hoe. We ain't going to play that bullshit.
Ain't nobody saying
what's
nothing
happening,
like that,
man.
Nobody
playing. What's going on, man?
Same shit, different day. Moving cars in.
I ain't arresting nobody.
Hey, quick question for you. Go ahead, ask him the question, Sham.
I don't know if you heard it, Pete, or not, but if you initiate a race, should you be begging and stepping?
If you asking for the race, no.
Thank you.
You hear me?
Yeah.
If you asking for the race, you shouldn't be asking. If you asking for the race, you could beat that man. You shouldn't be asking for anything.
Okay, and the second question was, what's the big deal about, the grudge definition of if you look like me? You know, I know you heard everybody, you know, people say if you look like me. I mean, what's the big deal with if you look like me?
Man, that's hard to say. I mean, you hear that everywhere. You get all different types of cars and everything. Like everybody else was saying, everybody got their own way to say you look like me.
That's how to say it. That'll go any way you want to say it.
Well, do you feel like that? What you say? Go ahead.
Come like me, run like me.
Yeah.
And come like me, run
like
me.
You got a big block like you were saying with the aluminum heads and that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, half of these cars, they can have 40,000 in the goddamn small block, and you got a $10,000 big block, and small block wants the bus. Should it be? You know that small block run now. They make shit.
Okay, but Pete, let me ask you this. Let's exclude fast cars. Let's go into the people up under that. What about them? Is it a difference? Do you think it should be a difference with those kind of cars? If you fast, then you fast. I mean, in my mind, if you fast, then you're not studying nobody. Small block, big block, all that don't mean nothing. If you gut it out, all that, you know, it's irrelevant. But if you got the class up under that, and that was the example I was trying to use to say if you look like me.
I mean, for all the other guys and everything, if they think they could beat them, they could race them. It's hard to say. Like you said, everybody else said, there's no two cars that look the same. So it would be hard to say. If there's any way you could get the race to join on and get the race gone, you got to do it. If you got to give up something, if you got to take something, it's hard to say when you can't look at two cars, they never the same.
Okay, Junior.
Yeah.
King stipulation.
Take over for 1 second.
Yeah. Let me let me open up the next one. 773-7972. Your mic is open.
What up, Sham? What up, everybody? This is Paul Wall.
What's happening?
What up?
Ken,
what's going on, sir?
Nigga, what you want? Say something. Fuck to me, what's up? Everything's up. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Hey, Sham, in regards to the first question, it's pretty much like everybody else say. Hello?
Yeah, you're on. You're on. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The first question is pretty much just like everybody else. If you go initiate that race, I don't believe you should beg. You know, now, if y'all just got animosity for years and you just, you know, y'all got a set of this vendetta, that's something different. Now, as far as all the new shit about, you know, tips on, well, you don't look like me, you got a big block, you got fiberglass. Like, I didn't give a fuck about it. I raced a fiberglass car. I gave a fiberglass car a spot. I raced three or four fucking times. He didn't look like me not once. He ran in the G twice, a fucking Malibu. So that shit really don't, you know, as long as you, I don't really give a fuck. I'm not about to race you with a fucking chassis car, and I got a fucking full-blown street car, no fucking, you know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. I give, you know, shit. I never gave a fuck back then. I was trying to go no matter what. I ain't care what you had, as long as you have fucking a pro mod or fucking look like Tato Donier back then. So I didn't give two fucks.
Hey, can I say something?
Come on.
This bud, man. I wouldn't give a fuck how you look. If I think I can whoop your ass, fuck you.
That's how I feel.
If you got a 16 inch on your car and you weigh 2,000 pounds, or you and I got a 3,500 pound 72 with a 900 on it. If I think I can whoop your ass, you got to whoop me. Now all that old
yeah,
shit.
Right,
what make racing? What make racing is when two motherfuckers want to get in each other's ass. Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely
correct. I
agree
with you.
But two motherfuckers
want to
beat each other.
He's a real drag racer. That's the difference, he's a real drag racer. These guys are not. Preacher Boy said it earlier, man. He said you got melon. Guys are not real drag racers. They are melon in the game because they think the paper is good in it. They can steal some paper out of it. Real drag racers got down no matter what. They didn't. That's what I said earlier. They didn't have all those tips in them.
Like three lugs always be down.
Man. Well, one favorite show, three lugs, right? Trey will race.
Yes, sir. Hey, Sweet Potato gonna run, goddammit.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
And that damn Ricky, That dog on Puerto Rican Junior the same way. We all come from the same cloth. All of us from the 80s and 90s races. You know what I'm saying? D, you, me, Raylo, we race every day. We block a motherfucker's garage and tell them, fuck it, come on out. If you had a small car, you automatically got a spot. You had to ask for it.
Is that not what I said earlier? That's what I said earlier.
So that's how it was.
Told,
it's just a different breed.
It's a different breed of race.
Yeah, see, I'm going to show you the difference between the drag race and date. DD know his viewers couldn't run but probably 10-0, maybe 9-90. You know, Junior was a 920 car horsepower. DD whooped him 3 times in a row. But Junior car broke. Junior car did this.
Big Junior ran DD 6 times in one night. Big Junior ran DD 6 times in one night.
Shit, he whooped me 3 times in one night. Because I wouldn't believe, I wouldn't sit down and believe that he had a big block. Hey, hold on, D. Now, I'm going to tell you that you remember this. We ran on Jody. I had my small block Camaro. Big Junior had a big block, fiberglass front end. Big Chief motor with 2 dominators on it. I run him head up, motor to motor. 3 times, I'm buying you at big drag. And I whooped him, he whooped me 3 times, 3,000 a pop, because I refused to believe that motherfucker could whoop me.
That's right. I was there.
So, hey.
It's been nice. We would leave Dota and go to work from the day before that. Hadn't seen no.
And be late.
Hell,
and be late getting to work.
We'll miss work. Call, hey, man, I'm running late. I'll be there. I'm trying to see that race. Guys, drag race.
Or
man,
trying to
bid,
or try to engage in a race.
Of races, man. That's what I said about all these stipulations. That's what I meant when I was speaking up all these stipulations earlier. Stipulations now is done to stop drag racing. Back in our days, they stipulated certain things in race to get a race on. That's why I can't understand why anyone would feel if something wrong with me coming to you saying, man, I need a kind of break to run you. If I need a little help to get a race with you, I'm going to ask you for it. And you give it, now we're getting busy. I don't see that. I can't see how nobody can come wrong with that. We did it all the time in the 80s and 90s.
That's how racing goes.
You can't come to the man asking for nothing. Hey, I don't see how you can't come to a man asking for nothing if I'm trying to race him. I know he's stronger than me, but I'm trying. Hey, I know he's got more than I get, but if I get a little spot, I'm going to try.
Hey, Junior, listen to this here, man. I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm going to get off the radio. This goofy-ass dude named Gangsta used to be with us. You know Gangsta. Everybody know Gangsta, right? Gangsta had a small block 69 boot. He went over there to get a spot. Raylo never know. He went over there. I forgot who wanted to run. They was getting him a car in the bus. They had a big block. He went over there and looked at their car and said, man, you motherfucker got the bus. Now, how many motherfuckers today would do that?
And he was the one getting the bus initially, huh? Okay.
He was getting a car in the bus, and when he looked at their car, he said, man, fuck y'all. Y'all got the bus. Get y'all ass on those.
You right. Hey, let me open up a couple more mics. 414-6614, your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior?
What's up? What's happening, man? We got some background noise there. You breaking up, buddy.
Hold on 1 minute.
If you're not talking, do me a favor, mute your mic so we can hear the next person that comes on, please. Stokes, what's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just calling with my condolences to Chuck and Anton.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're not on the line, but it's appreciated, man.
Okay. And I've been listening, though, man. But I like what they talking about, everybody feel like each other. And that's like everybody say that's garbage. Because, one, I'm going to throw this out there. Ken and Mr. B used to go at it tit for tat, man. They used to, three looks had that Malibu, Ken used to have that Z,
they used to stay going there. You know what I'm saying? Either they going on the street or we going to 41 or wherever. You know what I'm saying? All that fit like me, look like me, man, that's got.
I mean, the bottom line is, I look at it like this. If you think you can beat that person, it don't matter what they look like.
Man, exactly, man. That's all good.
You know, it's a matter whether you think or they think they can get away. That's all it is.
Another thing they doing now is, you've been running out the back door all your life. Oh, now all of a sudden you want to run 8 miles. Pull your coward ass down.
Yeah, that's the new wave now. People don't want to engage in the quarter anymore because I guess it's not in fashion, so we're going to have to wait for it to come back around. You know? That's something that when you look at it, I mean, don't get me wrong. Racing is racing. But I've always enjoyed going out that back door, you know. But I mean, you know, that's what's in now. So for the most part, as most humans do, all they're gonna do is follow the rest of them. So, you know, that's what we got to see for a while. So.
Yeah.
That's
all I had to say.
Quarter mile
people up
north. I mean, honestly, And honestly, I wish it stayed like that. I mean, regardless, 8 mile racing, don't get me wrong, 8 mile racing is cool. I like it. I mean, it takes a lot. I'm going to say this regardless of the class of car. It takes a lot, man, to be able to run quick in the eighth, man. But you know what? Let me see what your lungs are like, man. Let me see what you look like when you got to stretch your legs an extra 660 feet. Let's see what you got, man. You know, it goes like this. I look at it like this. You got a guy that, okay, he's quick off the line, but shit, he might run out of steam 500 feet out. But guess what? You might not be able to come on till about 500 feet. So, I mean, it's a race. It's a race.
Yep. Hey, Junior.
You know.
So what you're saying is the quarter mile is more of a battle.
I mean, to me, the quarter of a mile, I mean, to me, again, I don't take nothing from no 8 mile racers, man. But man, let your nuts hang, man. You know,
let your nuts hang.
You know, I could see a guy out at the track foot racing. He can run, you know, 400 meters. Shit, okay, yeah, he fast, he quick. But you know who impressed me? That motherfucker that just ran 50 miles. Come on, man. That's endurance. That's lungs. You know?
That's the battle. Yeah.
That's true.
That's
very true.
You
Junior.
Let me go. Yeah.
Before you open them up, I just want to, you know, I heard Bud on here say, you know, that people ain't, you know, they ain't trying to go like they did back in the day, and I beg to differ. I think that there are a lot of people that are trying to go, but it's not what's the word I'm trying to get? They not going like they used to go. Prime example,
and,
Slim.
And Slim.
He racing a lot of folks. He done raced them folks. Ice Mike with the Mustang, he trying to go. People that are racing. There are a lot of people that's racing, and I beg to differ. They, you know, they were talking about in the 80s and the 90s. I mean that's fine, but I don't want to take away from the people that are really they really trying to go, and it's quite a few people.
And
I just named those
and,
two.
And you know what, Sham, you're correct. You have a lot of guys that are trying to go. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a prime example. At any given night, whether it was on the west side, whether it was on the south side, whether it was on the east side, you had multiple engagements. When I say multiple engagements, We might be on Ogden and Costner, about three races off there till the police came. From there, we take off. Let's just say we might go up on Pulaski over there on 42nd or 43rd and Pulaski, run a motherfucker over there. From there, man, we going out south to South Chicago. We going to Dothan. I don't think they engage as much as what they used to back then. You know, there was times that, let's just say, I'm not even going to say a Saturday or Sunday, okay, or a Friday. I'm going to say on a Tuesday. We might meet up at a spot at 8 o'clock at night. At 7 o'clock in the morning, guess what I'm doing? Driving the car right back home, or got it on the trailer going right back home because we've been out racing all night. What used to be done back then in one night, you might not get in the whole summer here, man. That's my opinion. I may be wrong. And it don't. And these were what were considered the faster cars. Now, you had guys with bone stock Cavaliers. You had a motherfucker with a Chevette. You had guys with bone stock Cadillacs that these motherfuckers were hot lapping up and down the street racing. I mean, they don't engage as much as they do now. People now, I understand, the streets now, and I ain't condoning street racing. Don't get me wrong, I ain't condoning. Do I participate? Yeah, I motherfucking do. Do I condone it? No. I mean, you know. I mean, you understand what I'm saying. But
just keep it neat. That's what it is.
I understand that nowadays, back then, police would show up. You had two options. Either you was getting tickets or you was going to squeeze them a couple dollars. They're going to make everybody leave and tell you, motherfucker, don't come back. Okay, let's go. Of the cars being impounded, it was rare, unless it was a sting, which they did. Now things have changed. Okay, that's understandable. But still, the engagement part was always there. You know, you can go to the track right now. I had 300 people there, okay, with 200 cars. You tell me how many races really get off.
Five.
Okay. You know, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying now. If you've got a car count of, let's say, 300 cars and 25 races got off, nowadays you did something big. Well, back in the days, now I'm not saying regular track people. I'm saying the people that do what we do, grudge race, whether it was street race, whatever, track race, whatever you want to call it. Back in the days, if 300 cars showed up, you can believe one thing. At least 200 of them are going to try to engage, whether they was breaking, blowing up, or whatever. You know, and this wasn't an event, because we didn't have events back then. That was us showing up at the Grove on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night.
Right.
You know, showing up on a Friday night. You know, because basically we had the track on the test and tune days, because on the weekend, shit, and unless we could slip in there, you with somebody, man, you weren't going to be in the middle of that. But now you have events that are catered to us, and look at how hard it is to get people to engage, man.
I think it's a little bit harder now, but I still say it's a lot of people that are still engaging. Trying to go,
right.
I think it's
that's,
relevant
that's
to if you do look like, if you look like them, they gonna, or remotely, they gonna try you. Last year at my event, Slim Race. Matter of fact, my feature racer this coming June, Corey from the West Side, he raced at least three or four times last year.
Right.
I mean, grudge races at my event. So Terrell, I mean Hootie, I mean he raced Slim, but it is people that they are trying to gauge. I'm not saying that you're wrong, Junior, because it was more prevalent that people was really trying to engage. I know stuff is a little bit different. Money is not as it's not as much money out there as it was back then, you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be. Well, that's one of my topics. I'm gonna stop there. But people, I think they are really trying to, but, you know, it's not like it used to be. It's really not like it used to be.
Right.
But you know what? I got these hands. Let me go through these hands before I turn them loose.
Yeah.
773-3033. Your mic is open.
33. Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, you
all right? Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Good.
First of all, I just want to say, man, condolences go out to all all the brothers that lost somebody, man. May God abide peace in y'all life, man, and may peace come to you guys. But God don't make no mistakes.
That's right. Appreciate that, bro.
My condolences go out to you guys. But I just wanted to say something, man. Sam, you mentioned earlier that majority of the tips come from the slow guys. Well, I've been watching drag racing for a couple of years now, and some of the tips come from the faster guys, too.
If I did say that, I may have said that wrong. I'm saying as far as if you look like me, I think the class that's up under the fast class, they say it a lot more than a faster class. The real fast class, they don't care. I mean, well, they do. We're not talking about, I'm generalizing it. They don't, if you fast, you just fast. They not, I've heard people, if you got a 29, then I'm racing anybody on a 29. If you got a 28 and you got a small block on nitrous, then I'm racing anybody. The fast guys, they can say that. But I'm talking about somebody that in the class or the group up under that saying, if you look like me, then I have a chance in racing you. But it seems like who is that, Junior?
Hey, Junior, you on the line, right? Junior. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Junior there?
Yeah, Junior on the line.
Junior, how many times have you been to the track and you seen a guy with a fast car with a lot of money that try to set the pot up so high because he don't want to race? It's so easy to get in your lane, man, and go down there by yourself, and ain't nobody in the other lane putting no pressure on you.
Right. You're right. There's been guys that do that. And I mean,
ain't nobody putting no pressure on you, so it's easy to set the bar high where you really don't want to race nobody. You're a fast guy, but you really don't want to race nobody because you're setting the pot so high. Oh, man, I ain't got nothing but 1,000. You want to run me for 5,000. Then you don't want to race.
I understand. Certain calibers of cars, I'm going to say it like this. Certain calibers of cars, there's a minimum because of how much you have invested in it. Because, if you hurt something, you tear something up, you're never going to make the money back on that race. But, you try to set at least a minimum to where at least it covers something. On other cars, I feel if an example, I'm going to use numbers. We got a pair of 11-second cars, and I'm trying to lock you in for $5,000 with an 11-second car, and all you got is $2,500, and I refuse to race you because you show $2,500. Truth be told, I ain't trying to race, man. I look at it like that, But then again, I look at this also. You just made, in a fast car, you just made 3 shakedown runs for nothing.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
That.
I mean, come on, man.
That's just like watching a movie, like The Fist of Fury with Bruce Lee. When the guy was over in the gym and he was hitting the boards and he was breaking the boards, it looked it good. And Bruce Lee told him, hey, boards don't hit back. That's just like
that's
the drag
right.
race. Hey, you can put that car, you can put that car in the right lane or the left lane. If it ain't nobody over there in that other lane, man, you can blast, you can make the greatest passes in the world until somebody get over there in that other lane and put some pressure on your ass. It's totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of them guys, a lot of them guys, they got them fast cars, and they got a bankroll. But they failed to miss, they missing a big point. They ain't got a big heart. They just got the money, and they got, they got the money,
and they got the car. But when somebody get over there in that other lane and put some pressure on their ass, they tap out.
Right, that's it. Now, hey Sam, I
yeah.
know this is off the subject. I got a quick question, though.
Okay.
I got something real quick, man. Okay. Back in the days, don't get me wrong, there's some people that had some really fast cars. I mean, for the year, for the technology, I mean, they were fast. Now, they would engage out on the street, and they didn't have to get, oh, let me get 2-3 shakedowns before we race. But yet, you take them same cars that ran whatever speeds they were running back then, come to the track, and now these guys want to shake down 4 or 5 times before they fucking engage. What the fuck is all of that? You know, I understand. I understand that you want to make a hit, you know, make sure everything's cool, you know, see what the track can handle, all of this, that's cool. But I look at it like this. If you've made 3-4 shakedowns in the night and your car ain't ready yet, man, go the fuck home, man.
Well, let me
open up
this next mic, Junior. Somebody might want to answer that. 708-8950.
I wish they would.
Your mic is open.
I tell you.
Yeah, this is Vernon.
My mic still open.
Yeah. What's up, Vernon?
Not much. Now, what were you saying about? I agree with Junior with that one though. They don't want to race. You know. But it could be. It was another subject y'all brought up where you're talking about the pot. You running a guy and maybe he don't want to run for a certain amount of money. You know.
You on, hey, Vernon? You on speakerphone?
No.
Because there's some background. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me see if it's. I hear some background noise when I turned you on.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead though.
Yeah, what I believe, you get some of these guys who don't want to run for a certain amount of money. I'm like that sometimes. If I'm coming to the track to test or whatever, I don't care no matter what. If I'm not racing that day, I ain't racing. But if it's on, it's on. You know what I mean? It's a lot of reason the guy may not run. It may not be because he's scared, you know. He may not come to run that day. But then, too, Junior made a good point. Now, if you guy got $1,000, you know, I got to have it. But when you got a guy that want to run come next to you and he got $100 because we both going down there, that ain't going to happen, you know.
Right.
Oh, man.
You're right.
All they want to do is see your hand cheat. You know, it's
exactly.
Like poker.
And then
it's like poker.
They get away, you never see them again. They got to talk 100 years how they done whooped you.
Oh,
for $100, they can keep it. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand
but somebody
that.
Get their
you know,
G,
I ain't gonna run nobody for. I ain't gonna run nobody for $100 either. But I'm saying if you the fast guy, and you say, hey man, I'm gonna run you for $3, and I say, hey, I ain't got nothing but $1,500, and you don't want to race, actually, to tell you the truth, I mean, you like I say, you could say,
but there's a thing too. Some people did you
and
make
get
this
somebody
on the
in that other lane, man.
Shannon. Some people you may just want to tax. Some people you just might want to put that tax on them for the get next to you.
Yeah.
It might be the principal about the money. That's what it gonna cost them.
But then that's basically what I'm saying. Then that everybody got to steal. Everybody got to steal.
Right.
There's no such thing as hey everybody got to steal. If you could say that everybody got a stipulation in.
Okay.
Everybody try to get a race. Everybody try to race. They
because
race.
At the
they
end
want,
of the day, it's
race.
A hustle, man. At the end of the day, it's a hustle. You ain't doing it just because, you know, when you come to grudge racing, it's a hustle. So you try
yeah,
to get everything to your.
But Vernon, the question was,
okay, so,
and nephew,
so
the question
hustle,
was, the question was, if you initiate the race, should you be begging? Or
no,
trying
no,
to tell?
No, you shouldn't be begging. If you initiate.
Well, you know, in a sense, it all depends if it's in reason. Now, you know, if you
okay.
got to tell somebody.
How so?
You know, huh?
How so?
Okay. Just say, for instance, you got a guy with a little tire car and a guy with a big tire car. He asking for the brake to get the race off. I think he's trying to race.
Mm. Okay, that's a whole other side. See?
I think he's trying to rape.
I'm gonna say this. Okay, I got a big block. A guy called me, drew down on me, said, "Hey, I got two pistols on my car. I got a big block. He got a small block. But he want me to set him out. Why am I gonna sit you out? You got two stages of nitrous in a light ass car, and I got an all steel car with a
but
big block. But
reason,
you want me
though,
to sit
Stan?
You out? Everybody what? Got a stilt, man. That's all that is."
Right.
What you say,
Harley?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I say, that's outrageous, though. You know.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody on the line that heard a race, heard somebody book a race, and go and they know right off the top that he's trying to race, or this guy just messing around. We all know when we hear it if somebody trying to race or not. You know.
Okay, hold on, y'all. I gotta open these lines up. Shorty B, wait a minute. Your mic is open.
What up, Chief?
What up, bro?
Yo, hello?
What's happening?
What's happening?
You got
us. Hey, you got some background noise, Shorty B. You got me on speakerphone?
No, I'm on your ass now.
Okay, go ahead.
Like you watching. Hey, man. This my thing, man. The title of the night is A True Girl Racer, man. What is a true girl's racer? I'm talking about, check this out, man. The fastest car don't always win, man. I'm going to get your ass to the line, man. I don't give a fuck if you got a 32 under that bitch. And I got a motherfucking 28. I'm going to try you. Because if your ass don't hook, your ass is dead. And that's how I see it, man.
Okay.
I mean... And I look at the game is all messed up right now because we got a lot of new jacks in here. Back in the day, I used to race on South Chicago, man. 88, 89, we had Irby out there. You know, you had Tommy Knight. You had other people out there, man. Now you got a bunch of youngsters out there, and they really don't know, man.
You had the baddest motherfucker in the land out there. Me. I beat your ass.
I'm a motherfucker. You was just kid working at Jules. You ain't no shit.
I don't know why y'all keep running, boy. Y'all know the baddest motherfuckers y'all ever met.
That's skin.
Yeah, that's skin.
You know who it is, though, boy.
And
you know who it is.
Me and you were racing around the same time. Around that time, you had the blue boo,
yes,
and I had the blue boo. Exactly. And I had Steve drive my car 95th and race you, and he burnt the plugs off that motherfucker's planet. And you won.
Yes.
Remember that, right? That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I remember a whole bunch of races. I remember racing probably about 300 times in one year.
Hey, Skin, when we raced that time, did we go and say, man, you got a tire different from the size I got and all that shit? We didn't do that.
Nah.
Get your ass to the line, man.
Okay, but
yeah.
I thought I could beat you, and you thought you could beat me.
I thought I could beat you, and you thought you could beat me.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Wait a minute.
We weren't tricking each other. We just thought that.
Big Sam.
Is that Shane?
Was that Vernon? That's Flash on the line that was talking a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
that's
it was
Vernon on the talking now.
Yeah, that was Vernon.
Hey, Vernon.
Yeah, I'm running on that.
What's up, Vernon?
Who is this?
Big Pond.
What's up, Vernon?
Hey, Vernon, perfect example. Hey, you remember when you had your black Regal with the big block?
Correct.
I drawed on you. Me and Brian drawed on you, and we told you if you gave me the brake and I ran on motor, you could blow behind me. What did you do? You gave me the brake.
Take it out.
So... We drove over Vernon. But we was trying to go. We let Vernon blow behind him. So, you know, if you feel like you need to ask for a spot to get a race off, that's what you do.
Hold on. Let me open these mics up. Kimo,
I was just trying to answer some of that question Julius said, you know. While our guys be at the track and don't race, nowadays they have a lot of technology in the cars as far as computer-wise, and if everything's not in sync, you know, you're going to have, like, issues. So, you know, it's a variable reason why a lot of guys don't race. And granted, some of them are because the guys are scared to lose and don't want to lose to this guy or that guy.
Well, if you're scared, say it all, man. You're a dog.
Like yourself?
What? Kimo, you know what? I understand very well what you saying about the technology.
Get a dog and don't bet as much as you can lose,
and everything
man,
else.
Junior, put a mother on that motherfucker. So
listen. Hey, Kimo, I understand what you're saying, but I look at it like this. If me and you are locked in to race, and I show up to the track, and I done made 4 or 5 hits, and I'm still not ready, that means I came unprepared, man.
Take that shit.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. So now, from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, I've been shaking this motherfucker down, and I can't sort it out, motherfucker. I should have never showed up, man. That's what I'm trying to say. And you got guys that are like that, man, that show up, they will shake it down 10, 15 times, and every time you tell them, you ready? No, I ain't ready yet. Goddamn, you just made the pass of your life on the last one. Come on, man.
You ain't lying, Junior. That's what they do now.
You know what that's called? Wiggle it, baby, wiggle it.
Hey, Skid, hold on, Skid. Junior.
Wiggling.
Junior.
Yeah.
Can you open up Leroy's mic?
Yeah. 773-5920, your mic is open.
What's up, Shorty?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, man? What's going on, bro?
What up, Junior? What up, Skid? What's going on? What up, Champ? Hey, buddy.
What's up, baby?
All right.
Man, it's all to the good, man. Just working it out. What's your face, Skid?
I was trying to ask Vernon something.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Vernon.
It's Bruce Leroy. I'm trying to open up that Eric Brown.
Hey, Vernon.
Baby.
Yeah, what's up, Shorty?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Vernon. What's up? How many times, goddammit, me and you used to race, goddammit?
Man, we used to go home bloody.
All I'm saying is, all this rigmarole and lying shit, they doing a lot of lies, Vernon. All I'm saying is, goddammit, did I care what you had running in your car?
No.
How many times I pulled up, Vernon, and raced you by myself? It's you and Mr. B and all. I ain't give a fuck who it was.
Man, if I put a number on it, I'd be lying.
No, I'm just saying, name one particular time when I was by myself with the jumpsuit on. I burned myself out. You blow my ass out, goddammit. I was hiding on you. My goddamn battery broke. You blow my ass out. How fast did I give you that $5?
Yeah, quick.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey,
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Can I ask a question? This motherfucker, man.
Hey, Charlie.
Can I ask a question? Yes, sir.
Do you think that it's a part of the new races that's in here?
What you mean? I don't
understand. Don't know no better? Far as not knowing, being misschooled, or how drag racing really works.
Oh, a lot of people being misschooled. That's why I be out there. That's why everybody hate me, because I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to tell them the truth. I don't give a fuck if I just slept with you last night.
I don't think they hate you.
Hey, Skid.
I don't think they hate you.
Hey, hold on, Vernon. Skid.
They might don't. They don't like what I'm saying. Go ahead, man. People don't like the truth.
Let me ask you a question. Is it your truth or is it the truth?
No,
it's the truth.
A lot of people don't like
the
truth.
It's the gospel truth. What's been going on for
30 years. So it's the truth. If he tell you what's going on in the street, Raven, he tell you what's been happening, that's the rule. That's how it goes. You just can't come out one day and make up some new rules.
No, it's hey, just like this. Yeah, let me say this, because this might be your topic one day. Let me just tell you this. I know a guy right now locked his money in to race $500 on $1,500 or better, and he said
he gonna go to the track and say he don't own the car no more, so he don't owe the lockup money because the dude won't let him drive the car that he sold the car to.
Yeah,
oh,
he
better pay.
See how y'all laughing? But
he better pay that shit up. Yeah.
But I'm saying he must want the humbug or something, but he mad because he talking about the guy trying to trick him. It ain't got nothing to do with tricking him. He locked his money in. He know better. If I can't even got name, he know better. He just on some other shit. I don't know what he on or what he trying to do. But he mad because I'm telling him the truth. I told him he wrong. I wouldn't give a fuck if he just loaned me some money or I just loaned him some money. He's wrong.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
He shouldn't know no
better.
He
locked
me
in his money,
and
he said, look, this is what he did. He locked his money in, and the dude, he found out what kind of dude trying to run him with. He said he's trying to trick him, so he going to tell him he sold the car. I said, what the fuck that mean? You still owe the lockup money. He said, no, I don't
owe the lockup money.
Because he won't let me drive the car. It's
still a bet.
But, you know,
it's still a bet.
So that's what I mean by the truth or my truth. No, it's the gospel goddamn truth. He wrong.
No.
And he's my friend. And the other guy, I don't even like. But he right.
He right, man. You can't do nothing but agree with him, but that shit wrong. If you locked in for that race, then you got to pay. Ain't no such thing as I sold the car and now I can't do the shit. No, nigga, you got
to
pay.
Yeah, all that shit. All that, I sold the car, the nigga won't let me drive it and all that.
No, show things, you can, show things.
Can I ask you a
show
question?
Show things, you can sell the car, but you still owe the lockup, show things.
No, this is what I want to ask you. I want to ask you this one question. I'm going to ask you this question. When he locked in, was it his car?
Yes, it was.
Then that was.
Listen to this, though, Champagne. It don't matter if it was his car or not when he locked in, because I could lock in with your car, Champagne. But if you don't let me drive,
you
still lose the lockup money.
You fucking right.
See what I'm saying? It don't matter if it's my car. If I say I'm gonna run you with Shorty B car. And somebody locked me in, and you don't give me your car, I lose the lockup money.
Then your ass is out, nigga. Your ass out. But
that's
the thing right there with
saying.
These new jackass racers, though, man. They don't know, man. They
but I swear to God, this guy ain't no new jack. He just must want a humbug or something because he's not a new jack.
Well, he said, get your ass down.
hey, hold on one second.
Get it like Holyfield.
Hey, Skid, hold on,
you
y'all, one second.
Down.
Vernon, hold on.
Okay.
I forgot. I got into this subject and we got to talking and I forgot to make my announcements. Let me make my announcements to y'all so y'all can know what's going on. March the 22nd and the 23rd is in the cuts race.
So what's this?
Down in Fayetteville, North Carolina. For you all that don't know, we do have another Clocks Off radio show on Monday night. Long Island Joe is the host of that show on Monday night at 6:30 Central Time. That's on Monday night. If y'all ain't doing that, man, I'd like y'all to call and listen in on that show and give them some support.
Yeah.
Myself and Bruce Leroy, we're throwing our first race June the 7th at No Limit Raceway. All street cars, streetable cars. We're looking for y'all. I got people coming all the way from New York. They're coming from Georgia. They're coming from all over to say that they
Big Sam, what?
Yeah.
Somebody talking, man. Why don't they shut the fuck up while you trying to make the announcement?
Can you please mute
your mics while Sham does the announcements? Then right after that, it's open mic night. We gonna open this bitch wide open, please.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sham.
Myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we throwing our first race of the year, June the 7th at No Limit Raceway. All street cars and streetable cars. It's for everybody. It's going to be a lot of action there. The south side of Chicago versus the west side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Illinois and Indiana against the world. We got people coming from all over for that race. Also, I have a race September the 6th. I'll give you the information for that later on. Lil Tony and Motor City Mafia. They got something going. They big, what is it called here? I'm sorry.
Midwest Grudge Nationals.
Yeah, that's right. Midwest Grudge Nationals. They got a $10,000 payout. That's July the 26th. That's going to be
that's
an epic event.
That's guaranteed, Big Sham. $10,000 guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
Brother Kimo say is guaranteed. There's going to be a lot of people from all over the country at that event. His other dates are, oh, have mercy, August the 30th and October the 4th for later dates. But July the 26th, mark your calendars. June 7th, mark your calendars. For everybody that's going down to Hattiesburg, Big Clark and Gadget, they got something going. February the 28th and Saturday, March the 1st in Meridian, Mississippi at Battlefield Raceway to kick that that weekend off. Vaz and Bobby Wildchild, June the 28th, Albany, Georgia. You got something going down there. You mark your calendars for that also. And last but not least, Chicago, we doing a Chi-Town Mega Drag Race Party. That's sponsored by Raylo. February the 23rd at the Epic Center, Dalton, 14112 Chicago Road, Dalton. The tickets are $20. There will be awards, food, beer, videos from all the old school racing, and pictures that you can go through. And it's hosted by the legendary Raylo and Skin. And last but not least, go to Clocks Off, everybody. Go to
ClocksOff.com. Hey, Sham, can we get at what time? At what time does that start on February the 23rd?
February the 23rd. It starts at noon, 12 o'clock in the daytime. That's a Sunday. Starts at 12 o'clock.
Until
12 o'clock. Until.
Okay, y'all know what that means. Come on and participate, damn it.
Yeah, that's gonna be the first annual, and that's gonna be very big. Chicago's Raylo is sponsoring that, and I want everybody to show some support with that. I think that's it.
Hey, Smooth.
Okay.
Hey,
y'all can continue.
Hey, Smooth.
Yeah, come on, show thanks.
Sure is you pulling your car this year?
Give it Reggie.
Am I doing what?
On that day.
Are you gonna race your car this year?
Hold on.
It ain't been a year in 12 years that I ain't raced my car.
I'm just asking, you gonna race, man?
Lord willing. Well, you got something you want me to do? You want me to sell it? You want me to sell it?
No, I didn't say that. I said you gonna race, man. That's all I asked.
Lord willing.
I will. That's all
I get.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to open these up before I bail out, man. It's my
turn.
Okay,
go ahead.
773-8971. Your mic is open. 773-8971. Your mic is open.
Somebody just texted me, Junior. They said Chris German is giving Reggie $7,000 on that day. I don't know what they're talking about. They must be Latonia.
Yeah.
They talked to me.
Okay. That's some funny shit now. All right, now. Don't kick a
I'm
man
just saying,
when he's
somebody
down
texted
now
me. I'm just reading the text. I don't even know what they're talking about.
I know what they're talking about. 219-2285. Your mic is open. 219-2285.
That's Evans, baby. That's Evans.
Ain't no motherfucking Evans.
Skin.
Oh, okay, no, that's taking ass Leon.
Yeah, that's the rotten ass Skin talking.
Hey, Leon, hold on. Y'all hold on a minute. I'm going to open these mics up, and then you guys can do whatever the hell y'all want to do.
Yeah.
708-0093.
Leak and Leon.
Yay!
708-0093. Your mic is open.
What up, this Voss?
All right, Voss, come on in. I'm opening
Voss
the gate, man. 631-0051. Your mic is open.
Hey, Skinny, you can go take Run Run's place for a while.
Man, look at this motherfucker. We talking about drag racing, man. They talking about taking a motherfucker place.
You ain't doing nothing else.
773-2149. Your mic is open.
Yeah. On with it.
Shit, you're on. Let's go. Let me go and open up the rest
of
these.
Hey, Junior, goddammit. Hey,
yes,
Junior.
Sir.
You see all these motherfuckers got quiet that was talking that bullshit.
Hey, Skin, one thing, you ain't shit, but one thing I never say, you ain't no liar, boy.
I think within reason.
You gonna tell it like
yeah,
it is, that's for sure.
Hey, and guess what? Guess what I learned, though, Junior? What am I to a guy for? I'm a lie
well,
to a bitch. What am I lie to a guy for?
There you go.
I believe you got
there you go.
Man, I'm a lie to a woman. I'm a lie to a woman because I want to cheat on her. I ain't lie to no guy.
See, you see what a lot of people fail to understand? Grudge racing, street racing is the art of deception. That's all it is.
Hey.
If you fall into the trick bag, are you able to pull somebody into the trick bag? I mean, either or, the job is done.
Hey, Junior, and guess what, Junior? I've been doing it for years.
Oh, I know that.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me, don't run that Cherokee, don't run that Cherokee. I said, man, that Cherokee, I don't care about no twin turbo.
And you're right. You took a gamble because you're trying to go. You're right about that.
I just want to say this. Starting with A Slim. I appreciate you being my co-host tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
I can start with you. Are you looking for anybody this year, or do you do that?
I'll be looking for Hoodie again. Same race as last year. Like the rematch. Alley Boys at Blue Malibu. See if they can actually lock in this.
Hold on.
And he's looking for ground and pound too.
We got somebody got some real bad background. If you got your phone.
Got some bullshit going on.
If you got your phone on speaker, I caught you. I know
get
who it is.
Phone
I got
speaker.
You. Oh, you caught it.
You ain't got to worry about him. I got him.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sam.
I didn't hear nothing you said.
Yeah, you're still on. Come on in.
All right.
Hello?
Down to Pound, Hoodie, Mazda Lenny, Terrio. If it's a small interior, no cage car, and a small block and spray, it's got action.
Okay.
Man,
can you
repeat that again? What was that?
He said Mazda Lenny, ground and pound company guy, not a booze.
Okay, well, on behalf of Mazda Lenny, I have him on the show next week, and the man can speak to him. We ain't got a problem with that. Yeah.
Please do, because he always talking about who he going to whoop.
Okay, then.
This
shouldn't be a problem. If he ain't on this, if
Miles
I can't
DeLinney
get him up,
said,
I got to.
Miles DeLinney said, if a motherfucker sit like him, he blowing their ass out. I want to see him. Slim said he want to try.
Hey, man.
I want to see him.
And that's
what
he's supposed to do.
Could y'all get Miles DeLinney on the line?
Now, he said he's going to get him on next week.
I have Lenny on next week.
I'm gonna try Mazda Lenny. I'm gonna try him. I'm gonna try Mazda Lenny. Man.
I already engaged with him, and I'm gonna engage with him again.
May I ask who this is that said engage?
Shorty B.
That's Shorty B.
Shorty B. Okay, hey Shorty B.
I'm
gonna write the names
Mazda
down too because I want to make sure I keep them in order now.
Yeah, write them names down,
Sam.
Junior. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Hey Sam.
Yeah.
If I ain't on the line, man, call me, man. You got my number, man. I'll try
okay.
Mazda Lenny, man.
Okay.
Hey, give me 1 minute. I'm going to see if
but
I can
I
want to
make sure Mazda Lenny got it correct because I'm not trying it with my Camaro. I'm going to try it with my Mustang.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get him on the line for you.
Let me open this up. Terrell.
He shouldn't have a problem with trying you, but, you know, what's going on?
I hear
you. Hey, Shorty B, why you picking on my Remy?
Hey, Terrell?
Huh? Yeah.
Why am
yeah,
I picking
pick
on
me?
Yeah. Nigga, I told you already 2 years ago, motherfucker, get your punk ass down.
You, man,
so
you ain't racing 2 or 3 years, man.
You
ain't racing 2 or 3 years, man. Come down, man.
Six times, man. You done changed your motor six times. Now you want to fuck with me.
No, no, I ain't changed no motor six times. Let's keep it real.
I'm keep it real with you, man. You trying to get back to when I fucked you up back on South Chicago, man. You still trying to get back, man.
You going back to 1987, man.
You still
1987.
That shit. Hey,
come on, man.
Hey, Sherman. Hey, Sherman still fuck with me when he was me. Sherman still fuck with me, and you still fuck with me, man.
Hey,
what's Hootie last for?
21.99.
Okay, that's Hootie here. Go ahead, Hootie, you open.
Eastside Hootie Ride, boy. We got all the Eastside boys on this bitch.
Hootie, you open.
I'm the only Southside on here. I don't like that
I got a question
yeah,
for that.
Up,
north
man.
Side. I got a question for
Say
that. North for that Southside versus... The west side. Where the east side gonna be at? Y'all running with the south side or y'all running with?
They gonna stick over the whole motherfucking operation.
West side.
They run. They running
what,
on
what
the south
that?
Side. You know where they running at, Junior.
Okay. I just want to know how. I just want to know how many more motherfuckers we gotta kill. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, so you
want
to know how much ammunition you need, huh?
Yeah. I just want to make sure we bring enough. I just want to make sure we bring enough guns. That's all.
Well, I don't know if y'all going
to
have enough guns.
Hey, Junior,
I don't think y'all got enough guns.
Hey, Junior, y'all really ain't got enough. Don't stop bringing no motherfuckers from out of town like they from the west side.
I got five guys from the west side. Two of them, I guarantee you, y'all motherfuckers going to bow down, boy. I don't give a fuck who you got that's from the south.
Do I know all five of them, Junior?
Yes.
Three love, we're going to buy it all three love.
If I know all five of them, you ain't going to do nothing but get fucked up, man.
All right. Now, remember, you said that.
Hey, man, what
okay.
happened to Hootie, man?
Hey, guess what?
I got skin. I got three of them skin that, yeah, they go tit for tat with most guys there. I got two of them don't give a fuck who the fuck is at the track. Now, you know I'm true to my word, skin. We got two of them don't give a fuck. Who the fuck is that?
Okay, what track is this supposed to go down at? What track is this supposed to go down at?
F-41.
Oh, y'all might win because a lot of people ain't going to even go to 41.
Like I said, I got two motherfuckers that when we roll up there don't give a fuck about no fucking body. Listen to how I'm saying this, skin. Don't give a fuck about nobody.
Huh? They got G bodies.
I don't give a fuck about none of them neither.
Race cars.
I said, what
cars.
Kind of cars they got, man?
Race cars.
Oh, no, you're trying to be biased.
What kind of
race
cars are
what? I mean, hold on. When you said one of them's a Nova, the other one's a Mustang, and they race cars.
I mean, everybody got race cars, but I mean, what kind of race cars?
Okay.
Just
hey, Julia,
just,
are y'all coming with anything
listen,
that's a treatable car? That's what we want to know. That's where all that is going to be at that day.
Yes,
yeah, they coming with Lenny.
Yes, sir. We gonna have streetable cars. We got some streetable cars.
Slim,
listen to what I'm saying. We bringing two cars that I don't give a fuck who you got there. Listen to what I'm saying. point blank. I don't give a fuck
Bob
who you
Griffin,
got there.
Man, this shit. I'm bringing Bob Griffin.
Hey, you see what happened the last time he couldn't make it down the track. I don't give a fuck who you bring. Is Bob Glenn from the south side of Chicago?
Who? He gonna be
this is Chicago. This is Chicago. This is Chicago
house,
thing.
Man.
Okay, well, y'all get what y'all need to get
you.
from Indiana. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Slim, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hootie, are you on the line?
What's up, Slim? I am on the line, Slim. I can't wait
to
see
what's going on. Goddamn Hootie.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Man, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Hootie.
Still got that sour taste in my mouth, man.
Hootie.
Hey, but look, good negotiation, buddy. But, hey, we going to play. We is going to play.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey. Hey,
yes,
Hootie, now you know you're my man.
But what
was you tasting? What was you tasting? You my man, but what was you tasting?
Hey, Hootie. Hey, Hootie, I'm on my question. Hey, Hootie, can I get some action?
Man,
I got a question for
Junior.
Hey,
for
Junior.
Longest, man.
Yes, sir.
You and your brother.
Hey, Junior,
man.
I got one question. I got one question for you, Junior.
Yes, sir.
And it's just a question. When you gonna get your ass back in the car?
Man, listen, I'm 52 years old.
It's
I don't
a
give a fuck
now.
About getting in no motherfucking car.
Oh, you're not getting back in?
No, sir. Don't have to. Don't have to.
Right.
No,
now, I'm just asking the question.
That's a good thing, though.
Junior, am I right or wrong? When you called me on the phone a while ago, was on vacation, did you tell me when you come out here, you're going to get in the car and fuck me up?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
When? You just said you ain't getting in no car.
I know it ain't going to be anytime soon. I mean, you're going to be around for a while.
I'm just asking the question.
Hey, Kimo,
you're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, he said he's young, Skin. He got time.
Kimo,
to
hey, Skin.
Junior,
Listen.
We don't know how long we're going to be around. No.
Hey, Skin, let me tell you this, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm still the same motherfucker I was back then. The only thing now I got a little bit more sense. That's all. Ain't nothing changed.
Right.
Same
yes,
heart.
I'm the
same
way.
Heart, same ball.
Who's that? Nemo? Sub Sandwich, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the same way. They started trying to get
you
me in these
Skin?
Other cars.
You know what, Skin?
Yes.
This is what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to go. We're going to walk around, find two cars that are compatible, some regular old bullshit, get the owners, you know, $50, and me and you just go cruise on through there, man.
Hey, Junior.
I like
take
that.
It easy.
So
hey, Junior,
no
can we lock that in
like
for June the 7th?
No. I might have one of my own.
Get in Lenny car. Get in that little red Nova and beat your
Listen to what I said. I might have one of my own.
You ain't got no. You got the big Chevy back. Beat your motherfucking ass.
No. Yeah. Hell no. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about cars. They like women. I don't hustle backwards. If I was with the bitch and had
now
the bitch at one
said,
time,
now I'm
I don't
what
want
said, but
it
I was
again.
Just making a point. Them the kind of cars I want to run you with. Remember when you gave me 5 and 8 with that big Chevy? I want to run shit like that.
And had no business doing it.
That's what I'm saying, but
hey,
I want to play like that.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah. Hey, are you coming June the 7th? Are y'all having any type of representation with a street car or a streetable car June 7th?
Man, Kimo ain't coming no way. He just want to talk on the goddamn phone.
I don't know. You know, man, that shit's so
ain't
far
gonna
out, up. Man. It's so far out. Hey, I can't tell you, yeah, I'm coming or not.
Okay.
Hey,
I just
want to ask.
Hey,
motherfucker,
man.
I'm going to pick you up in the airport.
Where are you at?
Scotty.
Where Hootie at, man?
Hootie
at?
Hootie on the line.
He on the.
What's up, Subway?
Hootie. Lock your ass in, Hootie. Lock your ass in. Hey, Hootie,
you
I'm going to tell
you,
lock your ass. Lock in, Hootie, because I'm going to beat your ass, Hootie.
Who is that?
This is your you.
I'll lock in with your chemo out the back door 41.
That ain't chemo, Hootie. God damn, you ain't listening, Hootie. That's not chemo.
Back door, Shorty B. Do you want to lock that in?
I like that.
Hold on. Shorty B got to drive his own car. Shorty B got to drive his own car.
I'm not driving no car,
back
man. Knock that
yes,
shit off. I'm not driving the car,
you
man.
You
hey, Hootie,
that,
I'm not
man.
Driving the car, Hootie. Hootie, I'm not
man,
driving the
you
car,
ride
man.
Fast bikes and all that shit.
I am
now
not driving. Hey,
car.
They told me the last race you had, you didn't drive your car.
Hey,
Pooty, Mr. Charlie drove. They said Mr. Charlie drove. Pooty. Pooty. It don't matter who drives. It's kind of car gonna do what it do.
Oh, shit,
Mr. Charlie drove.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. I'm going to try some other shit that day,
what?
But guess what? I'm driving it. I'm driving.
I said, Mr.
I'm
Charlie
driving it. Guess whoever you drive.
No, man. It don't matter who drives a car, motherfucker. Get your ass down.
Okay,
Pooty. I'm old,
matter.
Man. My nerves
it
bad.
Don't matter.
Okay, he said it don't matter, B. Shorty B, he said it don't matter. Y'all locking in?
I like that. Lock in.
How much?
Okay, we locked in.
How much?
100
on 1,000.
100
on 1,000?
Yeah.
I'm writing this down. Y'all locked in. Which car y'all racing?
Down, baby. My Mustang is his
Mustang.
Man,
don't tell Hootie to lay on his stomach.
Okay, June 7th, Shorty B, with your Mustang against
what?
Hootie, with his Mustang, $100 on
hey,
the thousand.
Hey, listen. Tell Shorty B,
hey,
don't be trying back
that's my man,
trip,
man, so yeah.
All right.
What you say, Hootie?
Shorty B, don't be trying back on Mustang and she be trying to trick a motherfucker. I want the slick.
Hey, Hootie,
don't
you
slick.
Know the car, man. Quit playing, man.
Okay, y'all locked in.
I ain't got time to say.
Shorty B, y'all locked in, Hootie.
Stop on that bullshit.
Y'all heard me?
Hey, Hootie, you know we Eastside Who ride, nigga. We locked in, sir.
$100 on $1,000 or better.
Yeah.
June 7th.
You know we don't go back on no work.
Hey,
man,
look,
we Eastside Who ride, nigga.
Hey, look.
Can I get in on that?
Hey, when you coming in, I'm going to be collecting that $100. So don't you, when y'all get to the gate, just bring me that $100.
Hey, Sam, that's you? Where I need to come to?
Just when you, no, when you come in the front gate, I'm going to be getting $100 from you.
Say no more.
Yes, sir.
Say no more.
Hey,
Hootie.
Hey,
Hootie.
I'm going to bet $100
on the gap. I still love you. $100 on the gap. Hey, Hootie, I still love you.
Shut your ass.
I still love you, Hootie.
I still love you too, nigga. You already know. You already know.
Hey, that's my graduation used to be. Hey, but this is my graduation used to be, man. We talk shit and we get to the line.
Hey, Shorty
B. We weren't bad racist, man. Hey, Sham.
Hey, Shorty
B. We weren't bad racist, man. Because that's what a lot of shit that's going on right now. Niggas bad racist, man.
Hey, Shorty.
Don't buy no race.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about $500 on 5,000. That's buying a race. Yes, Hootie?
Hey,
okay, I got 1 minute left, y'all.
Hey,
Shorty B. Check it out.
Shorty B. Yeah?
Let's lock in your Mustang and that Camaro 1-1 against the Hulk. Back to back. Out the back door.
What, with the Hulk?
Against your Camaro and that Mustang. Same day. Back to back.
What is Terrell?
I'll holler at my car.
Is this Terrell? Is this Terrell?
Yeah.
No Terrell.
I'll holler at my car. I'll run my car twice. Back to back. Both races.
No Terrell. I won't do that. All right.
Hey, Terrell, you know you wasting your time, Terrell. You know that man ain't gonna race you, damn race car, man. Why you doing that, Terrell?
No, Terrell, I'm really. No, I ain't gonna race Terrell.
Hey, that's all he got, Shorty B. I mean, shit, that's all he got. Please.
I know how you got
this
damn
guy, damn.
See, you gotta know when you gotta know when you cross the line, though. There you go. You know
you too fast for him, Terrell.
Hey, skin. I tell niggas all the time. Stay in your lane. I'm staying in my lane.
I'm not locking up
your
car.
You're in my lane. Hootie.
Huh?
I understand what you're saying, Terrell, but you're wasting your time. You might as well tell me you're going to lock in with me with all my cars. I can't win.
Right. Stay in your lane.
Can't
just
win,
stay in your
Terrell.
Lane.
The man can't win Hootie. At all, Terrell. You know that, Terrell.
I can't win.
I'm going on mute.
So I'm going to stay in my lane.
I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, go on mute, Terrell. You buffalo on a motherfucker.
Terrell bullying. He's sitting there drawing on first graders and in eighth grade. He bullying. Stop bullying, Terrell. Stop being a bully, Terrell.
Hey, eighth grader drawing on us first grade. I mean kindergarten.
Yeah, he's bullying. Stop bullying, man. You're a fucking bully.
I'm drawing on legend.
That's just like Chemo. Hey, that's just like Chemo talking about he going to hotline this car. He going to fuck me up with the truck. Where I'm going? He going to give me 1-1.
Hey, quit doing that shit, man. Hey, my mic must not
hey,
be
Sean.
Aware. You can't do that. My mic open.
Can you hear me, Shorty?
Hey, Shannon.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, watch this, Terrell.
Chemo brings something to the 41 that day. I run him out the back, though.
Who?
Hey, but I bought my Chemo. Terrell got action. Hey, Terrell, where you at, man?
Hey, Chemo.
Where you at,
Terrell? Mic.
Yo,
Chemo. I'm over here.
Hold on,
there.
He
on mute.
On there because he got action with his G-body.
Somebody muted my mic or something.
No, ain't nobody mute your mic.
Ain't nobody
mute
your
mic.
Who said
they going to run me out the back door at 41?
That was surreal.
That was incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk.
Man, Hulk, whenever I catch you anywhere, boy, I'm going to crush your whole motherfucking frame.
You just said he going to run you out the back door on June the 7th at 41. Do you like that?
Man, I'm going to have 30 races before June the 7th.
Beep,
I'm
going to
race
this
motherfucker for $1. Terrell coming over to Milan, ain't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet Milan.
Yeah, you ain't got to wait that long, man. I'll take your ass out that back door over there, 131. I mean, I know I'm going
to
do 30 races
before June 7th. No, he wants you to come to 41,
Subway. But check this out, Pimo. Real talk, though. I'm not going to have my car to Milan, but I'm going to run you in DMX car, 8th mile, at Milan.
Man,
he's a quarter mile, man.
Listen. You going to be there the first note key, because if not, man, your club's going to hold me 500. I'm going to break your everlasting motherfucking back, too.
That's what I want you to do. Yeah, put me in the wheelchair.
Man, I'm
some harsh goddamn words, Chemo.
Hey, Subway, we're going to fuck you up.
Man, y'all ain't get it in this long. What makes you think I'm a stable skin? I just don't believe in y'all. I don't believe in you.
Who be saying that, Kimo?
That's the fact.
Hey, Kimo.
Hey, Dave.
Who be saying that, Kimo?
Skin.
Hey, Kimo.
Shorty Smooth. Yeah, what up?
Kimo, it's a guy from Detroit talking about he tried to lock me in and I was scared. I had a big block in a Malibu, and the only thing different from our cars is he had a stick shift and I had an automatic and I was scared. When was this?
Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
Some pussy motherfucker from Detroit.
I missed that.
He was on the mic earlier. He said he had a Cutlass with a stick shift, and I was scared to try him. I had Ruby Red there. I had the Malibu there. He said I had plastic doors and all this old shit, which he lied. But fuck it. Whatever he said I had is what I had. Hey, he jumped on the mic earlier and said that. Yeah, that guy Skin, he a mass manipulator. And he was scared to run me. I had a Cutlass. He had a big block with a Malibu. The only difference was I had a stick shift and he had an automatic and he was scared.
I said, man, who the fuck is this?
A mass
manipulator.
But ain't nothing wrong with that. If you let me manipulate you, shit.
Yeah. See, one thing about it, Skin and Lil Tony know all that.
I want to lock in with the farm truck. Hey, Shane, get the farm truck on the phone.
The farm truck? OKC?
Yeah, get him online. Yeah.
I'm going to try to make that happen. I'm going to see if I can get them online.
Get them numbers called 41, June 7th. All of them. All the outlaws.
Hey, Leon. Is Leon coming on the line? Leon, you still there?
Yeah.
Are you looking for anybody this year?
Anybody at the track, guy, but I ain't studying them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm back on the mic.
Hey,
stop studying. I come to race. You got a race car, so hey, they take it how they want to.
Hey, Shorty, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is that?
Hey, when you talk to Run Run, man?
I just talked to him a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Good.
I got one minute left, y'all.
You said that 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know, but now I really got 1 minute. I'm looking at the clock.
Hey, Leon.
Hey, listen. Hey, I got something to say. Fuck all the Trans Am boys. They weak as hell. Some fake-ass girl races ain't going to do shit. Hootie said it, and they ain't going to do nothing about it.
Hey, Hootie, they was on here earlier. Red alert, man. The slowest motherfucker in the
match.
Red alert.
Hey, Hootie, you could be quiet, Hootie.
Hootie, you could be quiet right now.
Weak ass. Lock your ass in there. Lock in, please.
We try to race you.
I bet you won't take the nitrous off and race your head up.
Race me now. Turn your off. We'll dead in you if you take the nitrous off.
Oh, okay.
Man. Okay.
Here you go. Nobody take no nitrous off, man. Here y'all go.
Listen, I got an FTN.
We don't have no nitrous on our car.
Hey, Odie.
I got
an F10
on the motor.
Hey, Odie.
Yeah,
no,
I got
an F10
on the motor.
Hey, Odie. You can put some nitrous on your car then. Hey, Odie.
What?
I'm going to show you that you're trying to run. I'll take that photo, boo, and run any one of them Trans Am boys head up on the motor.
Damn it, boy.
Lock in right now, boss. Lock in right now.
Lock in. Lock your ass in. Lock in for you.
315 in the battle.
He just said 315 in the battle. I'm trying to lock in.
Who you want to lock in?
What day you
want to
lock in for?
We're going to lock in for June 7th.
We locked in for June 7th. 300
on 15 in the battle, yes. $1,500.
I like that.
Yeah.
Find out who that is.
Hey,
which car?
I
which car?
The Blue Trans Am.
I like that.
Hey, I like you too.
I like that. Y'all locked in at Jules 7. Jules 7 with his photo and Al with his Trans Am. Motor to motor. Out the back door.
Out the back door. Ain't no popping hoods after the race. Out the back door.
Okay, I got 10 seconds left. Y'all locked in, Boz and Lil Al.
Al can't spray. Al can't spray.
I'll talk to y'all next week. Motor
I'm not spraying my motor, but I'm not putting on the console. I'm going to pop the hood after the race. Ain't going to be no plate on it.